Nice.
Hey, there's some Bud Light.
Hey, how about a Bud Light?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bud Light. Fresh, smooth, real.
Another Bud Light? Sure.
It's all here. National.com. Get that windshield off your to-do list.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
Now, CBS News.
KKZN Thornton Holder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. President Bush is about to board Air Force One for another trip to the storm-scarred Gulf Coast. White House spokesman Scott McClellan.
It's important for the President of the United States to travel to the region and get first-hand accounts of the operations and to provide comfort and support to those who have been affected by this.
Some residents of Port Arthur, Texas, returned home to find nothing. Hurricane Rita left Ronnie Weidel's home standing, but he has a big mess to deal with.
I don't know if the water blew in from the windows or around the doors or something, but all the carpet's wet.
Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott is investigating charges that some businesses took advantage of their neighbors.
$15 for a gallon of gasoline, sometimes $15 for a gallon of water.
State officials say they've been flooded with hundreds of price gouging complaints. The Algiers section of New Orleans has clean water and electricity, but residents who started coming back are discovering just how much work they're facing to get back on their feet. CBS's Bianca Solorazo has one man's story.
I came across a man who owns a tailor shop. He's lived here for 22 years, and this was his first time back. He said, "It's so much work. It's so hard knowing what I have to do," but he said, "I'm here, and I just want to start." He showed me how his store had been looted, A window was broken. Money was gone.
Ex-FEMA chief Michael Brown is getting a chance to defend himself in public. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Foss.
It will be the first time since he was unceremoniously pulled out of New Orleans and resigned that the former FEMA director will publicly answer questions. Though initially defended by President Bush, Brown was the target of much criticism for the early fumbles after Katrina hit. He will appear before a special committee that itself is controversial. Democrats who want an independent outside commission refuse to take part, and a joint House Senate investigation collapsed too, leaving this committee made up solely of House Republicans. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Testimony resumes an hour from now in a federal lawsuit over the teaching of intelligent design in high school biology classes in Dover, Pennsylvania. Some parents object to teaching that a higher power may have had a hand in creation. Students can see the pros and cons.
I like the fact that our school allowed us to choose whether or not we wanted to hear it. I think if you're going to teach it, it should be an elective.
The district is believed to be the first in the country to require teaching intelligent design along with evolution theory. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist insists there was nothing shady about his decision to sell stock in Hospital Corporation of America just before that stock fell sharply. And he's promising to give federal investigators his full cooperation.
An examination of the facts will demonstrate that I acted properly.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing slightly lower. They're down now a little bit less than a point. This is CBS News.
At Sea Crane, we are well aware of the value of personal service. This is Bob, and our staff will do their best to answer your questions and help you when you call Sea Crane Company. At Sea Crane, we don't work on commission, and so when you call, you won't hear a sales pitch. Instead, you'll hear simple, honest advice about any one of the outstanding items in our unique catalog. And every one of our items, from radios to water purifiers, is selected by its quality alone. At Sea Crane, customer care begins with your first call. Our commitment to you is to answer your questions and help you select the best item for your needs. You'll get 30 days to make sure you're pleased with your order.
Go to the web at ccradio.com or call the Sea Crane Company at 800-522-8863 for a free Sea Crane catalog. That's 800-522-8863. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're off to a pretty good start this morning. Overnight construction is being wrapped up along I-25 and I-70. Check and clear as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. C-470 and 225 both move along fine and around town. Still pretty quiet on the diagonal Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline look good. And the turnpike wide open as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now check out the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. We're waking up to about 54 degrees. Tired of being a couch potato? Join the YMCA by September 30th and you'll save on the joining fee and get a free personal wellness program, which includes your own coach, a personalized workout, and healthy lifestyle tips. Visit one of five convenient Denver area locations or denveryMCA.org today. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. This is Rush is a moron.
That's why we're here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Escape the rush.
You'll be glad you did.
Sponsored in part by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. I'm Charles Osgood. President Bush is ordering government agencies to cut back on energy use and asking them to encourage their employees to take public transportation when possible, and asking all of us to do the same by driving less.
People just need to recognize that these storms have caused disruption, and that if they're able to maybe not drive when they on a trip that's not essential, that would be helpful.
More after this for Grant Thornton. In this surly to bed and surly to rise world, it's nice to find a group of people who love what they do. The accountants at Grant Thornton are just such people. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement. It's made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Visit grantthornton.com. Just might brighten your day, too. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similisan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over the counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similisan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similisan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similisan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similisan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Americans are going to be spending more on energy costs this year, not so much because we're using more fuel, but mostly because the price is up. And that, in turn, is partly because of the hurricanes.
The storm affected the ability to get gasoline to markets.
Supply and demand. You and I can't do anything about supply, but we can do something about demand.
We can all pitch in by being better conservers of energy.
The governor can pitch in a little by dipping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, can and will.
We understand the situation and that we're willing to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to mitigate any shortfalls in crude oil that could affect our consumers.
The president's own travels burn a lot of fuel. Air Force One burns over $6,000 worth of fuel per hour. And his motorcade typically has over a dozen vehicles, including a decoy limousine. At yesterday's Daily White House briefing, somebody asked spokesman Scott McClellan whether those motorcades would be shortened and whether it's appropriate for the president to be making so many trips to the hurricane zone while he's urging Americans to save on energy.
It's important for the president to travel to the region and get firsthand accounts of the operations and to provide comfort and support to those who have been affected by this.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Tonight on NBC, see the show that's inspiring a nation, The Biggest Loser. Then it's the best hour of comedy on television. All new episodes of My Name is Earl and The Office. And finally, a rare television event. One crime, two shows. As Law & Order SVU and the original Law & Order come together in one unforgettable case.
NYPD, open up!
The Biggest Loser, My Name is Earl, The Office, and the Law & Order event. All new tonight on NBC.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:08, 8 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Isolated showers and thunderstorms after 3 this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy and a high of around 81. And it's about, 53, 54 out there this morning. It's a little bit cool here. In Boulder. 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here, and it's good to be with you. And Charles Osgood kind of stole my thunder there a little bit, and I want to talk to you about this. You know, we don't have an energy plan, any kind of comprehensive energy plan in this country. Basically, it's just kind of the same old, same old. And as we were talking yesterday, we haven't had an energy plan in this country since, a serious discussion of one since Jimmy Carter. And so I include administration after administration in this, and I even include the Clinton administration. But check this out. President Bush called on America yesterday to conserve gasoline driving by driving less. He also reissued a directive to all federal agencies to cut their own energy use and to encourage employees to use public transportation. We can all pitch in, Mr. Bush said. People just need to recognize that the storms have caused disruption. And that if Americans are able to avoid going on a trip that's not essential, that would be helpful. Well, what about George W. Bush? If you listen to the Osgood File, Air Force One burns like $6,000 an hour worth of fuel. And then you have the long presidential motorcade. And I maintain that essentially Bush goes to these goes and visits the storm regions basically just for photo ops and to demonstrate to the American people that, by God, the commander-in-chief is on top of things. But wouldn't it be better if Bush stayed home? Wouldn't it be better if he could rely on surrogates to give him the information and that he could save some gas and he could save some fuel? Now, the White House response to this is, well, you beat up the president if he doesn't go down there, and now you're beating him up because he does go down there. And I don't think going down there once or twice, you know, is too outrageous. But flying there all the time, and he's on the road today to Louisiana. I mean, on one hand, he tells us we shouldn't be making any unnecessary trips. On the other hand, he's out there flying around all over the place. Does anybody find that weird at 303-713-7600?
And the fact that we have no comprehensive energy, boy, can I say that? Comprehensive energy program, too. It seems to me now more than ever that the president would say, okay, you know what we need here? We need a comprehensive energy policy. We need to start figuring out a way to conserve energy. Not standing up and saying, gee, you know, Americans should drive less. I don't know about you, I'm not driving a lot any more than I have to. And part of it is because, you know, part of it's fuel costs. And then the other part of it is that I'm just, you know, I just don't do that. And neither does Mary. I mean, so we're basically trying to do our best. And we've got a 6-cylinder car and an 8-cylinder car. And the 8-cylinder car sits in the garage. And we're driving the 6-cylinder. But there's something about George W. Bush telling me that I should drive. And, you know, when he says that, that we should drive less, I start thinking to myself, yeah, that'll work. That's an energy plan. Like, don't drive as much. That's certainly a comprehensive energy plan. Yesterday we spent time talking about CAFE standards with automobiles and about compelling Detroit and the automakers to get better gas mileage, to put out cars that get better gas mileage. And I got tons of all kinds of alternative fuel suggestions yesterday in my email, and I thank everybody for them. But my question to you at this morning here, at this early hour of the morning at 303-713-7600, is the president right or wrong for flying back and forth to Louisiana, to Mississippi, and to Texas and Colorado? Because that's basically what he's been doing ever since this Hurricane Rita showed up. In order to make a concentrated effort to show you, the American public, and myself, the American public, that he's on the case, the president is flying his brains out. And he's burning a lot of fuel doing it. And so, don't you set by example? So the president could get up there and say, listen, you know, I'm setting this by example. We're paring down the motorcade. We're using less cars. I'm flying less. Because it is very expensive, so I'll only be visiting the region once a month at the most. And here's some other things that we're doing to conserve energy. Instead of standing up and asking us to drive less, and how many of you get this feeling that having him standing up and saying drive less is not an energy policy? And he talks about using transportation, public transportation. Now, this is the same White House that back in 2001, Vice President Dick Cheney said conservation may be a sign of personal virtue, but it cannot be the basis for a sound energy policy. Also that year, Ari Fleischer, remember Ari Fleischer, then Mr. Bush's press secretary, responded to a question about reducing American energy consumption by saying, that's a big no. Now, this was the administration back in 2001. Cheney said that conservation, basically, cannot serve as an energy policy. So don't you feel like it's time that the White House come up with one and that Congress come up with one and that we get serious? Or do you think it is a energy policy to tell people, you know, stop driving? Okay, Mr. Bush, I'll stop driving. But you know what? You first, pal. That's exactly what I wanted to say yesterday when I heard this. I felt like saying, you know what? You first, pal. I've seen that long motorcade you got spurting around with those SUVs. You probably use more in gasoline, you know, in these trips to and from than I do in a week. All right, 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open, 303-713-7600. Bush says drive less. Tell me what you say. And let's talk about the idea that this is not, you know, driving less is not a comprehensive energy policy. And Cheney's famous quote back in 2001, that conservation is a sign of virtue, which this White House has very little of, but it is not a sound energy problem, energy program. So does this administration live or die by what it says? 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons. Get plugged into the program. 615, 15 after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Up to 125% of your home's value. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
619, 19 minutes after 6, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 81. Gee, there was something else I was going to tell you about the administration before we go to phone calls. Oh, now I know what it is. Oh, and I should probably identify myself. J. Marvin here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's either this week or next week, but I believe it's this week's Time Magazine. There is a huge, well, I don't know, I can't say huge. I may be over-exaggerating here, but there is an article in there about all of the cronyism jobs the Bush administration has given people. All the jobs the Bush administration has given people who are connected or who are cronies of the Bush administration. If you thought Michael Brown was a bad deal with FEMA, you know what? He's just the tip of the iceberg. And it's all in the Time Magazine. And I believe that it's this week's Time Magazine. All right, let's get on the phones here. Bush says we should drive less. Meanwhile, he flies around all over the country burning up $6,000 worth of fuel an hour in Air Force One. Should he heed his own words? Let's go to Gary in Littleton. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, I agree with you that we need an overall energy policy, and driving less is just one small piece of that. I'm not too worried about the symbolism, though, of Bush flying around. I mean, that's the amount of fuel he's using is just a drop in the bucket. So, yeah,
but if you're talking about conservation, though, I mean, can you imagine $6,000 an hour plus all the gas that he uses in those SUVs?
That's true, but it's still a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, but that's like a fat guy. You know, that's like me telling you, because I'm overweight, me telling you that you should diet, but I can eat anything I want.
Well, that's true. But again, I think it's a symbolism, and I'm not too concerned about that. I think what Bush should be doing, though, is as a leader of the federal government, and I'm a federal employee, I think they should be doing a lot more to encourage telecommuting. Like right now, I'm driving to work unnecessarily, and probably half the cars on the road beside me are doing the same thing. And it's because industry and the federal government don't encourage telecommuting more. People could be doing their jobs from home on their computers, but managers are afraid that people won't be working if they're at home.
Well, if they don't work, then you don't get the output from them, then you, like, lose your job, don't you?
Well, not exactly. Here's the thing. If I'm at work, nobody monitors what I'm doing. As long as I'm at the office, that's all they care about. But if I'm telecommuting, all of a sudden, they want to see every scrap of paper that I produce. And it's kind of a double standard, and it discourages telecommuting. And there's millions of studies that show that people that telecommute are every bit as productive as people that drive to the office every day. And think about the billions of gallons of fuel that people burn up driving to work unnecessarily every day.
I have no problem with telecommuting. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I think more people ought to go to it. As a matter of fact, I think I should be able to do this show out of my house.
For me.
All right, Gary. Thanks, man. Drive safe.
Okay, thanks.
Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, what do you think?
Just one more example of the poor little rich boy who is so completely disconnected, he doesn't get a clue. It doesn't occur to him, or hasn't occurred to him, that he should live by his own standards, live by the standards he wants to impose on all of us.
Yeah, see, that's the way I see it. I mean, it's like if you stand up there and say that the rest of the country should engage in conservation and you order all federal agencies to do the same, then you know what? You ought to be doing it too.
Absolutely. But it doesn't work for him. This is Georgie Boy. Georgie Boy is privileged. George should not have to suffer on any level. And as far as I'm concerned, he's never been a president. He is. You talk about a comprehensive energy plan. That involves someone who's invested in their job, in the government. That's never been there. He's there to make life easy for all his friends, Daddy's friends, Dick's friends, and so on and so forth. This has been a springboard for him. This has never been about George being the president. In my book, he's never been the president. He just happens to sit in that chair.
Well, I think most people, if we took a poll here, and I'm going to do it some morning, too.
You should.
We took a poll here to say, like, who do you think really runs the government? In
it
other words,
George.
Who's doing it day after day? I think most people would weigh in that it would be Dick Cheney.
Yeah. But there again.
And Karl Rove.
But there again. Are they concerned about the country or are they concerned about achieving their goals?
No, I think they're concerned about achieving their goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as far as these trips to Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas now, this is all to counteract the bad press that he got. And instead of him getting up and saying, I was going to go tomorrow, but I've decided in the best interest of the country, I'm not going to go. Because I feel if I can't conserve, then why should I ask you to? Harry Truman, the buck stops here. You know?
Yeah.
That would have been his attitude. This guy, it's all about, well, I got to look better now because they all think I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
but
you know, I agree. I mean, if you're going to stand up there and tell somebody to do something, then,
that's
you know,
right.
You should lead by example.
Do as I say.
That's what leadership is.
Do. That's, you know, this is George. This
yep.
is George to a T.
You got it, Pat.
And
thank you.
And I've got to tell you one really quick thing.
Oh,
you
okay.
get, you get the Nation, don't you?
Huh?
You get the Nation?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you read the letter to Laura Bush?
No, I haven't read it yet.
When you get it, read it. It's terrific.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Okay, Jay.
All right, Pat, thanks. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Skip in Castle Rock, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Skip, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I thought I would add some fuel to your fire. If anybody truly wanted to do any conservation effort, they would have every vehicle in this country switch to synthetic oil and get away from natural oil.
You know, we were talking about that yesterday, about all of this kind of stuff. Who makes synthetic oil, and where the hell would you get it?
You can get it right if you go to any place that changes oil, carries synthetic oil.
But they can't make gasoline out of synthetic oil.
Not a gun, not at all.
So it's just
a lot of oil.
It's just you can use synthetic oil in your crankcase.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen signs for. I've seen, you know, like Texaco, I think has synthetic oil.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Well, what about Bush standing up telling us we should drive less, and then he's flying around all over the place?
If we're being led by the oil companies, folks, what do you expect?
Yeah, right. These are guys who never met an oil rig they didn't love, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you got to look at who is leading us and the corporations that are involved, and then you begin to realize why they're not coming up with methods of conservation.
You know, we have no really comprehensive energy plan, and here he is standing up last night, or yesterday actually, asking us to drive less. Meanwhile, this morning, he'll be in his jet that burns $6,000 an hour and be blowing all over the country, going down to Louisiana and Texas. And, you know, it seems to me, as Pat said, the previous caller, she said, it seems to me he would stand up and say, you know, and I'm going to lead by, you know, I'm going to lead by example in that I've got video phone links to New Orleans, to Louisiana, to Texas, and I'm going to operate things out of the White House and keep the energy costs down to the American taxpayer and not burn up resources, but not this guy.
That's what happens when you get a wealthy person in office that doesn't really care about conservation.
Yep, you got it. Thanks, Skip. Appreciate the call,
man. Have a good
day. All right. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. All right, so does anybody agree with me here about this? I think Pat does. I think Skip says, you know, if you have oil people in office, what the heck do you expect? And back in 2001, Dick Cheney said, conservation may be a sign of personal virtue, but it cannot be the basis for a sound energy policy. Also, Ari Fleischer, long departed press secretary, said when he was asked a question about American energy consumption, he said about to conservation and American energy consumption, he says that's a big no. The president believes that it is an American way of life. This is what Bush said back in 2001. So I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Whether you agree with me or not, I mean, I'd love to hear from you about, here's this guy standing up there, and he's telling us, like, we should conserve, and he's flying around all over the place. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Elaine.
I think that if George Bush wouldn't know how to be a leader if it fit him on the you-know-where, but if he was going to be a leader in the hurricane issue, that time for him to be of use in that service is way past. All he's doing now is photo ops. And I'll tell you, I'm not singing the blues. I'm just using myself as an example because I think there's a lot of people in my shoes. When gas is $2.99 a gallon or over $3 a gallon, I doubt that there's a lot of people that are gallivanting around unnecessarily in their cars. My husband rides mass transit, but I have three kids, and I have a minivan because that's all that holds all the kids and their friends and all their equipment for their sports and all that. Plus, in order to make ends meet in this wonderful economy we have, I have taken a job that involves a third job that involves a lot of driving. So I don't have a whole lot of choice in driving, in using my vehicle, the amount that I use it. And I doubt most people are in that same situation.
See, I think you're absolutely 100% right. I think if everybody, if we ask everybody between now and 7 o'clock, so the next 30 minutes, are you driving around unnecessarily? I bet you 99.99% would say no. And because it's a pocketbook issue.
Absolutely.
More than anything else, because gas is $3 a gallon for a premium, and it's whatever it is, I can't remember what it is for regularly, unleaded. And most people are just, not going to go out and just cruise.
For that kind of money. But you see, this just shows you George Bush has no clue what the average person lives like. His friends with their private jets, his friends with their speedboats or their big limousines or whatever, they can probably conserve. But I don't think a lot of the rest of us out here, we've probably cut it down as much as we can.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Elaine, thank you for getting up this early and calling.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right. One line open now, 303-713-7600, 303-713-GASOLINE. And we'll take your calls coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 631, 29 minutes in front of 7. Here's Bailey with Progressive Traffic.
Well, hey, Jay, thanks. I've seen a busy ride on the highway, southbound I-25, now loaded up from 104 to the Turnpike. They seem to be doing okay for the ride into downtown. I-70 is still looking good, both east and westbound, C-470 and 225. Getting busy, but moving along just fine. And around town, things are picking up again on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside look good. And the Turnpike still trouble-free, both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now up the highways, we do have a couple accidents working, one on Washington at 56, then another one southbound on Colorado Boulevard. That's at I-25. Checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. We're waking up to about 54 degrees. You never know when you'll need AAA for just $63 a year. AAA covers you for everything from battery boost to free towing, anytime, any state, any car, even if you're just a passenger. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or join online at AAA.com. I'm Bailey, AM.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1235. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1235. 1-800-322-1235.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
They take care of you with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they've also got Carfax, which will show you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. So check out Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. See my friends out there, Spanky, the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv. Colby or Roger, they're all good people out of Rockies, and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And you know what? Maybe you're like Elaine. Maybe you need a minivan for the family. Maybe you need a truck for your work or whatever the case may be. Or maybe you want to get a car that gets better gas mileage than the one you're driving now. Let's go back to the telephones. We go to Jeremy in Loveland. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Off to a good start so far.
All right, what do you think?
Well, I think the hypocrisy goes deeper than Air Force One because, you know, it's been reported for years that, Bush's ranch out there in Crawford is actually off the grid. I mean, it's fully solar capable. It's fully capable of being off the grid. You know, I mean, he doesn't have to be plugged in at all. It's a completely self-reliant house. Yeah, it doesn't need any petroleum at all. And that's been a big irony for years. You know, I remember when I heard about that like 3 years ago. So,
well, if he's got it, why doesn't he urge the rest of the country to do it?
Well, you know, I mean, that would kind of be stabbing his buddies in the back, right? You know, here we go back to petroleum cronyism again.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. And what amazes me? It amazes me that there's not a bigger push, particularly in the West, that there's not a bigger push for solar energy in homes.
Well, there is. You know, there's a sort of subculture of it. If you look around, there's certain magazines and enthusiast clubs out there that are, that are into alternative building and alternative energies like that. There's actually a lot of it in Colorado. You know, go down to the San Luis Valley, there's a lot of alternative energy down there. But
there's nobody in my neighborhood that uses alternative energy.
Oh, come on. Up there in Boulder, that's got to be the solar capital of...
I don't know. I'm talking about my block. I don't see anybody on my block using it.
I gotcha. Well, hey, listen, Jay, I got another one, too. A gentleman that called up a minute ago about synthetic oils.
Right.
Using those to so we're not so dependent on petroleum. Well, synthetic oils are just petroleum oil. They're just tailored differently, different detergents and additive packages, so as to maximize the properties of oil. But they're not petroleum-free, you know.
I wonder why we can't come up with this synthetic alternative to oil.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, with technology and the amount of money that's devoted to it.
Or how about a synthetic alternative to gasoline, petroleum-based gasoline?
A chemically designed alternative? I think it's possible.
I mean, if we can do all of these other things in the world, you know, send guys into space to be able to do miraculous things like, you know, repair a space station or repair, you know, an orbiter. You're saying we can't sit down in some laboratory someplace and somebody can't come up with this?
Well, I'm sure there's some chemistry students up there at CU thinking about it as we speak.
I hope so. I hope so. But, thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, one more thing, Jay.
Okay.
Longer oil change intervals. Everybody insists on changing their oil at 3,000 miles, but if you go to your dealership and you ask the manufacturer, they'll say 7,500 miles all the way up to 10,000 miles.
Yeah, one of my. You're right about that. On one of my cars, it's 10,000 miles.
Exactly. You drive a BMW or what, Jay?
Oh, you want me to like give you the description of my automobile so somebody can like come after it, right?
I'm just guessing because I've worked a little bit with BMWs and I know they have a 10,000 mile.
Let me put it this way: you're in the right country, but it's the wrong model. But it's the wrong brand name.
Well, I think you chose wisely, Jay. So
I hope so. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. I often wonder why we can't come up with a synthetic alternative to oil. Petroleum-based gasoline. Now, what would happen? Let me ask you something before I take another call here, and feel free to chime in on this. What would happen if instead of standing up yesterday and saying we should drive less, if this president made the same kind of speech that John Kennedy made about going to the moon, but Bush stood up and said, we are going to have to solve this energy crisis. We are going to have to solve this energy problem. And I'm instructing research and development. And we'll give you federal grant money for this, to come up with an alternative to petroleum-based gasoline. Do you think that this country has the brain power? Do you think that this country has the ability to come up with it? Or is this just a pipe dream? If we had a concrete plan that we were going to come up with an alternative that was going to get us off of foreign-based oil... Because the oil we're talking about now, the Gulf of Mexico producers produce about 7% of the oil consumed in the United States and provide 16% of the nation's natural gas. So that's all we're really talking about here. Now, why couldn't we do that? Why doesn't this president say that? Why doesn't this president say the biggest threat to this country, our homeland security, is the fact that we're drunk on foreign oil, and we need to come up with an alternative to petroleum-based gasoline. And I'm not talking about hydrogen cars. I'm not talking about hybrids, and I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm talking about coming up with something that is an alternative that would be like gasoline but would not be made with petroleum. And maybe it's chemically impossible. And after all, I got to tell you right now, I got a D-minus in science. So, there may be a lot of imagination here and very little fact in what I'm saying. But I often wonder why we can't get it done. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Boulders.
Complimentary tire inspection and receive a tire tread depth gauge for free while supplies last. I'm Bailey, AM.
Years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3.com.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyrotini. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Where do
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The damage from Hurricane Rita. All right, let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Michelle in Denver. Michelle, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. You know, I think this is a non-issue. I gave up long ago expecting anything from the Bush administration, aside from what they do best, taking from the poor and the middle class and just giving to the rich by any means possible, including lying and murdering, basically. And let's face it, we've gone from a Rhodes Scholar to roadkill. I mean, we don't have a leader. Yesterday I had a conversation with somebody from the Czech Republic that moved here several years ago because we were the land of opportunity. And bottom line is, she is talking about moving her family back to where she came because of what's happened. And she sees a direct correlation between what happened in pre-war Germany and what's happening here right now. I mean, we don't have a leader anymore. We don't have a government that...
Well, maybe we never had one. Maybe we haven't had one since 2000.
Absolutely. And for whatever reason, you know, I don't really care if he's evil or stupid or, you know, or not connected to people. The bottom line is he's not doing his job.
Yeah, which I care about that. And I care about the fact that he stands up yesterday and tells us we should drive less, and then he hops off on Air Force One, and then he got the motorcades, and he's going, and he's doing it simply for the photo ops because his poll numbers are down to 40%, and he's trying to turn the situation around. Instead of saying, you know something, enough is enough already, whether it's natural disasters or it's foreign policy, whatever the case is, we have somehow, some way, some shape, got to get off of the oil hook here, and he has no discussion of that whatsoever.
It's just more of that same let-them-eat-cake attitude. I mean, for most people, it's not an option. It's not an option not to drive less. Some people have to drive for work. They have.
That speaks to his disconnectedness. That speaks to his unreality of the fact that most, at least adults, I mean, how many people are willing, you know, and I exempt people like who ride motorcycles from this, and their gas mileage is so high, what difference does it make anyway? But, I mean, most of us do not take our cars and just go cruising on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon anymore because we just can't afford to do it. I mean, most people aren't doing that.
Right. Well,
It's like it not only contradicts what he said back in 2001, and of course we all change our minds about things, but it's no plan. It's not a plan.
Well, you still take him seriously. I
take him seriously because he got control. He and his friends have control of the country, and I take it very, very seriously. And I hope that I say this every morning on this show, and I'll say it every morning until I can't say it anymore. We have got to take back the Congress in 2006 and stop this guy.
Now, there was an article in Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi followed Bernie Sanders around for a month, and I recommend that everyone reads it.
Bernie Sanders is a great guy.
Yeah, well, frankly, I don't see why anyone would want to be a Democrat in this government. It's just impossible.
What would you want to be then, a Republican?
It's impossible to get anything done. If you read that article, you'll see.
Yeah,
it is.
It's very tough to get anything done. But if we take control of Congress in 2006, we'll be able to get plenty done.
You know, and the other Jay, what really makes me upset is I keep hearing people saying, "Well, the Democrats don't stand for anything, and they're not standing up." And the fact of the matter is, they are. But the media doesn't cover it.
Yeah, it just doesn't get covered.
You know, I
agree.
I'm a total geek. I work from home. I listen to C-SPAN on the radio all day. And I play this little game. Within the first sentence, I have to guess if it's a Democrat or Republican speaking. And I've never been wrong. I'm 100% correct. So every single Democrat will get up there and talk about people and the quality of the life for people. And every single Republican talks about business and money and property.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. Michelle, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thanks for your passion. Let's go to Nate in Castle Rock. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, you know, I understand sometimes the president, going maybe one or two times down to a crisis area or whatever, but the thing I don't understand is, you know, he gets a free pass to go wherever he wants to and is trying to push his Social Security agenda and all these other agendas, and, you know, nobody has to pay for it but us. And, you know, I kind of wonder why don't we charge him, you know, airline tickets or something like that. You know, it's, you know, I wouldn't expect him to pay more than, you know, most people would flying first class, but, you know, because it's just ridiculous how...
Well, you're right about that. I mean, he doesn't have to. The only time he has to pay is if he's using Air Force One for his campaign. Then his campaign has to reimburse him. But otherwise, it's a privilege of the president. And so, once again, it gets back to the same old argument about, listen, you want conservation, Mr. Bush, then why don't you try, conservation starts at home. I mean, that would be what I would say to him. And it's what I've been saying here for the last hour or so. So it's not do as I do, it's do as I say.
Well, yeah,
more or less.
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty much where he's coming from, and it sets a really poor example, because is there anybody, except for his most ardent supporters, is there anybody who thinks that when he goes to these places like Louisiana and Texas, like he's actually doing something?
Well, you know, I don't know that he's actually doing something, but, you know, lots of presidents in the past and stuff, you know, they will go to these places where there's been crisis and everything else, and I think a lot of it's just to make an appearance and try to support the people.
It's photo ops. He's trying to improve his image. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. That's what he's doing. Because he knows that the American people the American people are onto his act. That's why his approval rating is down 40%. It's down to 40%, rather, is what I should have said. Alan and Parker. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Alan. How about yourself?
Oh, good, but I wanted to touch on a few subjects here, like solar, you know, like the solar energy and being power grid free. I don't think it'd ever happen, because every time you buy and sell a house, it's in the papers that you agree to purchase your water from this county and your electricity from this company and so forth. It's already, that's why I don't think you see very many people going solar in neighborhoods.
But, you know, they can only charge you for what you use. So if you go solar and use less electricity, what, your electric bill would be like, what, $2 a month or something?
No, I don't believe that would happen either, because take a look at Denver County. They're on water restriction, and they use less water now, but it's not bringing in the revenue. So the Denver Water Board put on a surcharge because they're not using enough water now. So, you know, it's a catch-22 with conserving. You know, they need X amount of dollars to run their business because that business doesn't want to cut back their profits and everything. That's what's ridiculous about it. And I was wondering, you know, in New Orleans, what are they going to do with all that contaminated soil and everything down there?
Well, I don't have an answer. I have no answer for that. I guess they're going to have to figure out a way to decontaminate
it. This sounds pretty crazy. But, you know, I was thinking, instead of bringing everybody in, people in to clean it up and everything, why not backfill it in? Now, listen, why not backfill it in with some type of topsoil or something and bring that up to sea level and then rebuild on top?
I don't think that's a bad idea, but I don't think they'll do it.
You know, they wouldn't do it at all, because the money that they're going to spend on cleaning all that crap up and hauling it off to the landfills.
Well, you've also got people like in the French Quarter, and you've got property owners who are going to say, no, you're not going to cover this up. You know, it's my business.
No, not the French Quarter or whatever. I believe the French Quarter is still above sea level.
Are you talking about, like the Ninth Ward, for instance?
Right. Why not? Because what are they going to do with all that contaminated soil? That the earth's contaminated. You're not going to get anything to grow in that ground.
Well, you know, I personally don't think that's a bad idea. They're going to have to bulldoze a lot of those houses anyway, and it beats the idea of Bush's lottery plan, where people have to draw in a lottery to get free homes.
Well, exactly. You can backfill that in as a landfill. I mean, just cover it up and build back on top of it. That way it's going to raise a lot of these other places up above sea level, and you don't have to use the levee system anymore.
Great idea, man. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
You know, I mean, if you ever get on the Ed Soap Show or whatever, you know, throw that out to people and see what they think.
All right, I'll bring.
They're using to clean all that crap up.
All right, if I remember, I'll bring it up. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Chris from Chicago. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Two comments. Number one, to your first comment about why wouldn't President Bush get up like JFK did and challenge our nation? First commentary I'd say to that is, I was around when John F. Kennedy was president, and George Bush is no JFK.
Yeah, okay, Lloyd Benson.
And so that's my number one. And number two is, on Sunday, if you happen to see Meet the Press and Tim Russert and his group, which talked about...
Yes, I saw that.
Talked about the curtain. I think what's really happened right now is the curtain of George Bush has been pulled apart.
I agree.
If you think about it, other than the tax breaks that he wants to make make permanent, what exactly has he done for a legacy of his presidency?
Not much of anything except the Iraq War.
But even that, what has he finished? What has he done?
Nothing.
Education, nothing. Reform in health care, nothing. Reform in education.
Well, he would say in education, he would say, I gave you no child left behind.
Yeah, he's left a lot of kids behind, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And in terms of the whole Iraq war, we got Saddam or bin Laden. We've not got bin Laden. We don't have a situation where terrorism is under control. It's actually worse than it is before. There is no peace around the world.
The Sunnis may be able to block that constitution that the White House has been bragging about, which, by the way, gives adult males in Iraq the right to take their grievances and marriage to Shiite courts, to Sharia courts, which sets women's rights back.
What's really funny about the whole thing is that the new government of Iraq will be basically a photocopy of the government of Iran.
Yeah.
We're so terrified with the aspects of nuclear war or nuclear armaments. So it's just, I think what's happening is everything is finally coming to be, everything is coming out front, and people are seeing what this administration is really all about.
You know, I hope so. He's down to 40%, but he's trying like hell to get those poll numbers up, and that's why he's off again today to survey the damage. And he thinks that that's going to turn things around. And I'm like you, man. I certainly hope people are not going to get fooled by photo ops. I hope they certainly finally realize what I've been saying and what all of us have been saying for a long time, that this guy is not the real deal.
He never was, never will be. And I think, like I said, the curtain's apart, and we're all seeing the real George Bush.
I agree. Chris, thanks, man. Great call.
Take care.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Cindy Sheehan being busted and... We'll also talk about FEMA's plan to reimburse faith groups, faith aid groups. What about separation of church and state?
Reserve your booth. Call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption and more time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. President Bush is making another trip to inspect Gulf Coast hurricane damage. CBS's Peter Mayer has the latest live from the White House.
The president's now in the air on his seventh trip to the hurricane zone. He'll visit Beaumont, Texas, in the important energy-producing region along the Texas-Louisiana border, where Rita made landfall. Hurricane relief is also on Laura Bush's agenda, but she's taking a different approach. The First Lady appearing on the reality show Extreme Makeover Home Edition from Biloxi, Mississippi. That show rebuilds homes for hard-pressed families. No word on whether she'll appear with the show's star, the builder Ty Pennington. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Hurricane evacuees returning to Beaumont, Texas may have to leave again. CBS's Karen Brown explains.
What they're finding is a town without power, a town without water, and a town with some serious damage. So they are talking about having another evacuation in this town to get the people that have come back to leave this area. They believe it could be another month before they do have power.
Across the state line in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, Lulu Perez returned home to find 3 feet of water in her house.
32 years, and we've never had this.
The Coast Guard and New Orleans police are still looking for people who may have been trapped by Hurricane Rita. The Texas Attorney General is after business people who tried to take advantage of the hurricane. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
He says he's gotten more than 500 complaints from the public over price gouging.
$15 for a gallon of gasoline.
$20 for a dozen eggs. And the motel that charged $250 a night. Attorney General Greg Abbott says he's aggressively investigating. He warns of punitive fines. It also says Texans will see a lot more scams during the post-Rita rebuilding. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
The former head of FEMA sits down with members of Congress an hour from now for a post-mortem on Hurricane Katrina. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Thus.
Michael Brown will be in the hot seat, and that could be one very warm chair. Brown, the former director of FEMA, was roundly condemned after the faltering federal response to Hurricane Katrina. First defended by President Bush, who appointed him, he was then stripped of responsibility for hurricane recovery, and he resigned. An investigative committee set up by House Republicans has him as its first witness in trying to get a handle over what went wrong.
Brown reportedly told committee aides he should have asked for help from the military sooner, but he said indecisive state and local officials share the blame. A gay rights group is challenging a voter-approved amendment to the Oregon Constitution that bans same-sex marriage. Roy Thorpe of Basic Rights Oregon says the question should never have gone to the voters.
If you had taken any of the great civil rights struggles of our time and taken a popular vote at the time that they were decided by a court, we might not have interracial marriage today. For all I know, women might not have the right to vote.
An attorney for the Defense of Marriage Coalition calls the amendment just fine. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
I have this nightmare about a taco that's been haunting my credit for years.
Guacamole.
I was exposed to credit cards early in life and thought, hey, free money.
Go, go,
plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. And get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Don't wait. Check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-800-4-EQUIFAX now. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. And while you're there, play the Equifax Live Your Dream sweepstakes for a chance to win $1 million. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited and subject to official rules.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We want to give yourself some extra time if you're coming out of the north end of town this morning. Southbound I-25 bunches up from 104 down to the turnpike, then we're still from Invesco. That's because of a multi-car crash in the left lane southbound I-25 at University. Eastbound I-70 now stacking up between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, and we're crowded eastbound on I-270 from I-76 over to York. Around town, busy ride on the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, Valmont, Iris, and Arapahoe also loaded up. And Denver bound on the turnpike, we're seeing brake lights from Federal over to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 58 degrees. Applejack Wine and Spirits is celebrating being named National Retailer of the Year by holding their first-ever store-wide sale. Save 15 to 35% on all domestic wines, top-selling beers, and 1.75-liter spirits. Applejack is number one for a reason. You don't want to miss this incredible sale. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention.
Boulder's, you have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson this Saturday for Rocktoberfest at Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. The best all-American bikes and accessories and free German food and beer served at noon for FAC members. Live music with American Soil and a seminar presented by the Chrome Specialist starting at 11. Don't miss Rocktoberfest Saturday only at Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson Sunday for Bikers for a Cure to benefit the fight against breast cancer. Go to freedomh-d.com for details.
Happy New Year!
Jim, it's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
City. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today of around 81, chance of some showers, thunder showers, but that's after 3 o'clock. And hello to Amber Frank of Broomfield. This hour's $1,000 name, Amber Frank of Broomfield. Cast just for being a loyal listener to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. You can sign up now at am760.net. Let's say hello to David Swanson. He's the co-founder of After Downing Street and a writer and activist and the Washington Director of Democrats.com. David, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. I think a lot of people were shocked over the weekend that there were that many demonstrators, that many people there protesting the war in Iraq. Do you know what the final count was? Was it 100,000 or was it well over that?
Well, you know, C-SPAN said 500,000. The various newspapers and wire services said 300,000, 250,000, 200,000. Some said thousands or dozens. It was just absolutely ridiculous. But there's no good way to have a final count. Having been there and having been to all the other ones, I would say it was at least 300,000.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
It was packed, you know. This march wrapped around the White House, up Pennsylvania Avenue, down 15th Street, around, and the front of the march hit the back of the march, and we couldn't move. We created gridlock, which, you know, frustrated people, but it was the best possible explanation for why we weren't moving.
Now, Bush was out of town. Do you think, nevertheless, you got your message out to the White House about stopping this insane and stupid war?
Well, he was in the White House yesterday when 384 people got arrested on the sidewalk out front.
One of those was Cindy Sheehan.
Yes, she was the first one hauled off and stuck in a van and carted away. And the singing and the shouting there, you know, 100 yards from where he was sitting, cannot have been missed. And the biggest chant was, of course, arrest Bush.
And there were 384 people who showed up?
Well, there were thousands there, and there were representatives of every media outlet that exists, but there were 384 people who refused to leave the sidewalk and sat down and sang and were picked up and stuck in vans and metro buses.
So how many people do you think were actually there yesterday?
3,000 or 4,000, if you count onlookers and the media. You know, the street in front of the White House and the park across from the White House were full of people.
Wow. That really is amazing for a Monday.
It is amazing, and for an effort that involves getting arrested. You know, these were people willing to take a risk. And in the D.C. police have a reputation for surrounding entire parks and arresting everybody. So everybody there was taking a risk. But you know, they hauled off 384 people and took them to a police station in Anacostia in D.C., and some of them didn't get out till 4:30 this morning. And they let them out in the middle of this rundown neighborhood and tell them to get lost. There are no buses, no cabs, no nothing, you know. But most of the people are going to pay $75. Most of these people are from distant parts of the country and can't afford to come back months from now to go to court. But at least about 20 people, including Cindy, are going to refuse to pay.
So Cindy is going to refuse to pay, and then she is going to have to go to court. Is she out now or still in jail?
Yeah, she got out. Everybody got out, but the last of them got out by about 4:30 in the morning.
And she's planning to come back.
She's planning to come back. I think her court date is in November and challenge it and see what happens.
Now, what did they actually get arrested for? For not moving along? Was that what they were charged with?
Yeah, for demonstrating without a permit. And, you know, if you have more than 5 or 6 people, you have to have a permit. And the plan here was not to have a permit. And it was very carefully planned. Most of these people sent emails and made phone calls and sent faxes to the White House over the past several weeks requesting a meeting with the president so that they would have officially made that request. There was a delegation of ministers and military families that requested a meeting at the gate yesterday before getting arrested. You know, and there was extensive training on Sunday in nonviolence, so people were trained how to respond to attacks from the police. It was very, very well put together. And there may be another action like this in the coming months, which is one reason a lot of people are going to pay the fine and be prepared to do it again.
Now, do you think that you got adequate media coverage? Do you think the media was fair to you?
They're never quite what they should be. They never quite explain the reasons or get the numbers right. But really, the media coverage, both of the action on Saturday with hundreds of thousands marching and of what happened yesterday was far above average, you know, much, much better than we've seen in past months and years on these kinds of events. And the Associated Press eventually did get the number right, or got 370. You know, the original reports were all dozens arrested or 50
right.
people arrested, which was absolute nonsense. You know, there was a newspaper in France that got it right immediately because they bothered to ask the police. You know, there's a lot of just plain laziness, but really far, far above average. You know, the typical coverage of these events is to find the two guys wearing black throwing a rock or something, and there were those guys, but there was none of the focus on them. There was much more honest focus on what hundreds of thousands of people were doing, and many of the people arrested were grandparents. You know, this was not a crowd of young people with the black bandanas.
It wasn't your usual crowd of anarchists.
Not at all. It was actually largely ministers and rabbis and military families, and a large contingent from Code Pink, Women for Peace.
Any counter demonstrators there?
Not that I saw yesterday. Certainly there were on Saturday. There were three or four here, 10 or 12 there, and they did get a disproportionate amount of coverage from the media. The media thinks that's balanced coverage, to give half your attention to the 500,000 people who want to end the war and represent 60% of the country, and half your coverage to the 12 guys on the corner yelling, you know, for death. That's a distorted idea of what balance is. But no, yesterday I didn't see anybody, and even some of the police were quite open about, you know, not really opposing what we were doing.
Really?
The D.C. police, you know, one of the D.C. police officers commented to everybody who got arrested that he wished they'd climbed the fence, because then the feds would have had to arrest them. The feds are much better equipped. You know, these people were processed over a series of hours all night in a D.C. station that has no computers and does everything by hand. You know, D.C. police are not equipped for this. But they did get six Metro buses there, much faster than anybody got any buses into New Orleans. So they were prepared in that regard.
And when is the next demonstration? Do you know when the next demonstration is going to take place?
Well, there is a ongoing, permanent now Camp Casey, named for Casey Sheehan, the son of Cindy Sheehan, set up on the grass in Washington, D.C., that people can come to at any time. And there will be demonstrators randomly here and there at the White House over the coming days and weeks and months. But I don't know a date for the next big action yet.
But they are talking about it.
Yes, they are talking about it, and it will be well organized and well done.
All right, if people want to get in on the loop on this deal, where should they go?
Well, one place is the website that I work on, which is afterdowningstreet.org.
Okay.
Another is United for Peace and Justice, unitedforpeace.org, which is the big coalition that put together the events this weekend.
All right, so that's your repeat your website again.
It's afterdowningstreet.org, after D-O-W-N-I-N-G, street.org.
Okay, and then the other one is unitedpeace.org?
Unitedforpeace.org.
Unitedforpeace.org. All right, David, thank you so much for your time, as always. It's good to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. There's David Swanson, co-founder of After Downing Street. He's a writer and an activist, and was at the big demonstration on Saturday and also yesterday. He's the Washington director of Democrats.com, and we were talking about Cindy Sheehan being arrested. 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. FEMA plans to reimburse faith groups for aid, and civil libertarians object religious organizations weigh whether to apply or not, and it starts to bring up the whole meaning of what really is charity, and whether it bothers you that the two could be connected, and that it bothers you on the possibly separation of church and state grounds. We'll talk about that coming up here on AM 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk, 715, 15 after 7, Teamsters Local 2004. Now, these are people who provide those services that make Denver a great place to live and work. These men and women believe their wages and benefits should be negotiated by a team of city employees representing all agencies, and they know the Teamsters Union, an organization with the skill, knowledge, and power to negotiate effectively, is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says the people who work for the city of Denver and Denver city government say it will be even a better place to work than it was in 2003. But I don't know about you. I don't think that employees increased costs for pension and health care and employees having forced days off without pay are signs of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affect the employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has the keys temporarily to the office. Then it's back to the corporate restaurant business world for him, and his temporary fling with public service will be over. What will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All you have is the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-433-1718 to join the union.
This year's crowd, November 12th and 13th. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343.
G3Denver.com.
Celebrating 1 year of progression. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
20, 20 minutes after 7, isolated showers, thunderstorms after 3, otherwise partly cloudy, a high around 81. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. All right, this story here brings into question the idea of charity. Check this out. And also the idea that this administration looks for more ways to knock down the wall between separation of church and state than any that I can remember in my lifetime. After weeks of prodding by Republican lawmakers and the American Red Cross, the Federal Emergency Management said yesterday that it will use taxpayer money to reimburse churches and other religious organizations that have opened their doors to provide shelter, food, and supplies to survivors of Hurricane Katrina and Rita. FEMA officials said it would mark the first time that the government has made large-scale payments to religious groups for helping to cope with domestic natural disasters. I believe it's appropriate for the federal government to assist the faith community because of the scale and scope of the effort and how long it's going to have to last. This is according to Joe Becker, senior president for preparedness and response with the Red Cross. And I didn't put that the Red Cross was in on this, but they are. And also, of course, what do you expect? Republicans in Congress, this is right up their alley. A civil liberties group, so called the decision a violation of the traditional boundaries between church and state, and accused FEMA of trying to restore its battered reputation by playing to religious conservatives. What really frosts me about all this is here's an administration that didn't do its job and is now trying to dig itself out by making right-wing groups happy. This according to Reverend Barry W. Lynn, Executive Director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and we've had Barry Lynn on this program before. My question to you is, do you think it's okay that your tax dollars go to these religious organizations that are engaged in helping with disaster work, or is there such an idea of charity and that they should be doing it on their own and that they should do it because they want to do it and that their parishioners or the people who go to that church or that synagogue or that mosque, that they're the ones that should have to pay for it, not the taxpayers, and that the federal government has no business giving money to organized religion? 303-713-7600, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm definitely against this. And I'm sorry, but as far as I'm concerned, the Red Cross is wrong, and so is the White House, and so are these right-wing Republicans, these religious fanatical Republicans out there who are trying to engineer federal tax dollars to religious organizations. Because you know what? Volunteer labor is volunteer labor. Charity and giving of the heart is charity and giving of the heart, and you're not supposed to expect to be reimbursed for it. And true, we need all the help we can get in the affected areas. But that's part of what FEMA's about, and that's part of what the federal government's about. And traditionally in this country's history, churches and synagogues have gone in there and have done the work on their own, not with the help of other people. They haven't put their hand out to the government and said, here, reimburse us. Because rather than give money to faith-based organizations, why don't we just go out and hire people to go down there? Why do we need them at all to begin with? I mean, we're talking about, you know, labor costs. This is one of the things that these churches, it's one of the things FEMA's talking about paying money for, a wide range of costs available for reimbursement, including labor costs incurred in the excess of normal operations, rent for the facility, delivery of essential needs like food and water. I wonder if anybody finds this objectionable or if I'm the only one who does. For churches, synagogues, and mosques that have been taken in hurricane survivors, FEMA would also pay for that. Some said they were eager to get the money and would begin tallying their costs from electric bills to worn carpets. Others said they would probably not apply for the funds, fearing donations would dry up if the public came to believe that they were receiving government handouts. Volunteer labor is just that, volunteer labor, said Reverend Robert E. Record, president of the Southern Baptist Convention of North America. And he's the president of their mission board. He said, no, you know, you can't do it. We would never ask the government to pay for it. So is it right that the government pays churches, synagogues, and mosques to do what essentially is usually seen as volunteer work in the affected areas of Hurricane Katrina and Rita? FEMA estimates there are probably about 500 to 600 churches that took in evacuees. Should they get reimbursement for doing that, yes or no? Let's go to the phones. We go to Don on Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Don.
This is another outrage for the right. I mean, this is pathetic. I mean, they'll do anything to get their name, you know, get, you know, try and run the propaganda, the spin machine. Let's face it. Churches do not pay taxes. Why do they not pay taxes? So they can charity work. Plain and simple. If they want to get reimbursed by the government, then let's tax all the churches. Don't care what denomination, let's tax all the churches. That's where it's going to be. That's what we need to do. I mean, if you look around Denver, drive around Denver, everywhere you go, you can see a brand new church popping up, sitting on millions and millions of dollars worth of prime real estate. I live in Highlands Ranch, and you can't go by one block or a corner where there's a brand new church. I mean, there's a reason people are getting into these churches, is because there's no taxes being paid. People are making tons and tons of money off of this deal. And now to have taxpayer money go to this thing is an outrage. It's ridiculous. Separation of church and state, somebody needs to file a lawsuit against this. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure Barry Lynn is looking at it. And then you got the other thing. What is the Red Cross doing advocating this?
Let's have the Red Cross pay taxes then. I mean, come on. When are the taxpayers going to stop having to foot the bill for these guys' incompetence? The reason, you know, if we had all the money from Iraq, all the money from the incompetent running of this administration, we'd be able to afford all this stuff. But we can't because they talk about tax and spend Democrats. This guy's running the biggest deficit in the history of the United States.
All right, Don. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Let's go to Melinda in Boulder. Melinda, hi, you're on AM 760. 303-713-7600. For some reason, our phones just all of a sudden quit. So if you were on hold, call back at 303-713-7600. And I can't figure out why the Red Cross is involved in this, why the Red Cross would say that this would be a good idea of reimbursing churches. Don in Highlands Ranch is right. I mean, they don't pay taxes. And then on top of that, aren't you supposed to, from a religious basis, aren't you supposed to do that kind of work? Aren't you supposed to go into the community? Isn't that what you're supposed to be doing? And you're supposed to be doing it without the idea of reimbursement? Because if you get reimbursement, then that's not really charity, is it? Maybe somebody can explain that to me. Patrick in Broomfield, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. You know, the thing that I would say is these churches, you know, if they're going to accept money from the government, then we need to see their books. I mean, how do we know that, you know, the finance person for that church isn't socking away, you know, 50% of the money and that's on Bermuda on vacations?
Well, yeah, that's another good point. Who's going to keep track of this money and how are we going to get accountability?
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason why churches want that tax-exempt status and everything is they won't be able to decide to do with the money what they want. But if we're going to give them taxpayer money, I mean, I guess this administration doesn't hold Halliburton accountable. Why would they hold anybody else accountable? But, you know.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point.
you know, I would expect that when, you know, I mean, a standard government practice before the Bush administration got in there was you give a contract to somebody, you have the ability to audit their books in excruciating detail. And churches don't like that. But I would expect that they would have to have that if we're going to give them money for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, there would have to be some degree of financial accountability. You're right, and you're right. Usually they have resisted that, and usually they don't like it. But the idea of charity is you do something not to get reimbursed. You do it out of charity, out of the goodness of your heart.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Mayor Hickenlooper's idea is great for churches to help out one family at a time, but the city of Denver's not going to help them out. That's they're asking the church to do that out of the goodness of their heart, and the church, they don't.
Yep, you got it. Hey, man, thanks for a great call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Here's what Tom DeLay had to say about this. The ethically challenged Mr. DeLay. In the days after the disaster, House Majority Leader, I'm quoting here from the Washington Post, Tom DeLay and other Republicans complained that FEMA seemed reluctant to pay church groups. There are tons of questions about what is reimbursable and what is not reimbursable, DeLay said September the 13th, noting that Houston alone had 500 or 600 churches that took in evacuees, and they should get reimbursements. And you know something else that's crazy about this story is the Red Cross agrees with them. Man, you know, had I known that, I would have thought twice about giving my money to the Red Cross. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Should FEMA reimburse churches involved in charity work in the disaster areas here after Katrina and Rita? Right now, we'll take a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Shay. Crews have cleared a couple earlier accidents, but we are still dealing with the delay. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 104 to the Turnpike. Then we're slow from Invesco through T-Rex and into the Tech Center. Now, eastbound 6th Avenue, we're a little sluggish on your approach to Federal. That's because of an earlier accident there. And now westbound I-70 have a car fire. That's just before 225. Around town, we're busy on the diagonal, Highway 93 at Foothills Parkway, Belmont, Iris, and Arapo also loaded up. And Denverbound on the Turnpike, we're slow from Federal to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, it's going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 58 degrees. Looking for a new mattress? Don't buy until you experience the first breakthrough of mattress technology in 40 years with Intellibed, now in Denver with four new locations in Cherry Creek, Park Meadows, Flatirons Crossing, and Bellevue Promenade. That's Intellibed, the smart choice for a great night's sleep. I'm Bailey, AM.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off on American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off on their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to 303-7window.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business.
it's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson this Saturday for Rocktoberfest at Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. The best all-American bikes and accessories and free German food and beer served at noon for FAC members. Live music with American Soil and a seminar presented by the Chrome Specialist starting at 11. Don't miss Rocktoberfest Saturday only at Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson Sunday for Bikers for a Cure to benefit the fight against breast cancer. Go to freedomh-d.com for details.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at G3Denver.com.
Happy New Year!
Jim, it's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
We'll do a good job and work with you. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So check them out either on the internet at Rockies Autos. Make sure you put an S in the end of Autos there. Rocky Autos, RockiesAutos.com, or see them in person at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76.
Republican, I'm not quite a Democrat, but I'm a Christian. I go to church and all that, and I think it's just ridiculous that they would even want to be reimbursed. Like, I would be ashamed of my church if they wanted money for that. Because that's the whole idea of, you know, being a Christian, helping people out.
And so it's the whole idea of outreach, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not about getting something back. It's not about reimbursement. It's about helping somebody in need. It's ridiculous. I think it's the most obscene thing I've ever heard.
Is there anything scripturally to support that idea?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Jesus said all the time in the New Testament, just, you know, go out and, you know, love your neighbor. It doesn't say, like, go out and love your neighbor and get a handout, you know. Only help somebody if they can help you. I mean, we're supposed to turn the cheek. You're supposed to, you know, help people out. It's not about getting anything in return. It's about showing God's love. And that's not showing God's love if you're getting a reimbursement. That's just, you know, doing a job. It's not even, you know, it's not even close to it, in my mind.
Yeah, I can't figure out why it is that the Red Cross even thinks that this is a good idea. And for me, it's a violation of separation of church and state.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's something completely different. I don't know, you know, all about that, but I'm just saying it completely, I think, flies in the face of what, you know, Christianity stands for, and that's why I think so many Christians get bad names is because of stuff like this. And I think that, you know, more of the predominant Christian figures should be standing up and, you know, rebutting this and just saying that this is ridiculous.
And saying they don't want it.
Absolutely. I mean, that would be an insult to me if somebody came up and was like, you know, you've helped me out, whatever, you're doing God's work, so, you know, here's a check, you know, that's not even what it's about.
Well, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention's North American Mission Board said we would never ask the government to pay for it. So there's one, there's one guy who's standing up from a religious organization and saying that this is not a good idea.
Well, at least he's got his hat on.
But I think this, you know, I think this is another example of the Bush administration trying to bend the separation of church and state, and also the Red Cross being involved in it too. And maybe they're just what they're trying to do is, or maybe they're trying to make FEMA look good with the right wing.
Yeah, I don't even know, you know, why the Red Cross is even involved in that. I mean, it's not even their beef. You know, if the Red Cross is the Red Cross, the church is the church. They're not even, you know, associated together. I don't go to, you know, the Red Cross and be like, I'm going to, you know, go to church. It's not even the same thing. I don't even know why the Red Cross is getting involved.
Yeah, I don't either. Hey, thank you, Nathan. Appreciate the call, man.
Yep.
All right, that frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rob and Greeley. Rob, you're on.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, you know, I'm kind of mirror the same thing as what Nathan said. I myself am a recently reformed Republican. Just finally opening my eyes, seeing exactly what King George is all about. And, you know, I think that's what this is. You're absolutely right when you're saying that he's really bending this. I mean, bending it to the point where it's really starting to splinter out, the separation of church and state, because this is just one more thing that King George wants to get his fingers into and screw up.
Well,
and I mean, I was a supporter for the first term. That's the reason why I sound so bitter about him, because I'm not easily fooled, and I was fooled by him. And just seeing this administration turn things totally around to fit their pocketbook, and that's what it all boils down to, including the law. And that's the main reason. Earlier in the show, the last hour, you had challenged somebody to come up with some different fuels that are completely oil free. We've already got them. They've already tested them. They've already said yes, this is fantastic. For diesel fuel, they're actually using vegetable oil, and for gasoline, I grew up on the Midwest, ethanol.
Right.
Now, here's the thing, is that a car can run completely without being mixed with gasoline. It can run strictly on the corn fuel and not do any damage to your vehicle. You don't have to give in to these, oh, it's not E85 approved and it's not a hybrid and you need this conversion kit. No. You can just go right up there, it works exactly the same, and you're free from the shackles. The problem with this out here in Colorado, compared to where I'm from in the Midwest, try to find a gas station that carries ethanol.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. But, you know, when I was talking about this last hour, I mean, this president could make it a national agenda for us to be oil-free, or at least free enough that it doesn't have to dictate public policy. But it seems to me the reason that you're feel disillusioned by this government is the fact that they took the camaraderie and the patriotism of 9/11 and used it as an opening to ram down a very, very far-right agenda. And this whole idea of melding church and state together is part of that agenda. And the thing that really puzzles me about all of this is, what's the Red Cross doing getting involved in this argument?
They have no business at all. They have no business at all being involved in that. And like I said, I mirror the same opinions as what Nathan said, where, you know, I don't go to the Red Cross building and expect to have my Sunday worship there. They have absolutely no business getting involved in the affairs of any church or any organized religion. You expect this from guys like Oral Roberts and Pat Robertson,
right?
You know, who are sitting there saying, you know, if you don't send me $100 million, the good Lord's going to take me to you know, carry me away. Those guys have no credibility whatsoever. But the actual Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, you know, the list can go on and on. Their actual charitable organizations shouldn't even think about taking money from the government, because then that just puts them in the government's hip pocket.
Yeah, that's right. And we also, as Nathan brought up, also we have an accountability problem. Rob, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. And we have an accountability problem here. Who's going to watch who gets what money and how much? 303-713-7600, two lines open. Do you believe that FEMA should pay churches for the work they do in New Orleans, in Mississippi, and in parts of Louisiana? Tom DeLay thinks it's a good idea and complained about FEMA not being quick enough to pay these churches. Other people say that, you know what, charity is charity work, and when you get paid for it, it's not charity. 303-713-7600, 742-8.
Subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't...
Where do you want to go tonight? search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro tea. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit MaxNights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to MaxNights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-933-0939. 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Lunch buffet for dinner. Check out this incredible offer. For an amazingly low price of only $6.99, you can enjoy six delicious and different Colorado-style mountain pies. In addition to eating as much pizza as you like, this great offer includes the soup and salad bar and Bojo's famous dessert pizza. And listen up, if you've got a family, this is the place to go. Children 3 and under eat for free, and children 4 to 12 years old are only $2.99. Now, this is a limited time special. It's good only Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. until 8:30 in the evening. So don't forget about this limited time only special. I mean, it's great. They're lunch buffet for dinner, and we're talking about all-you-can-eat pizza. So it's great. Bojo's, they're just a fantastic place to go eat. Stop by the local Bojo's near you in Highlands Ranch at C-470 and University, Denver at South Colorado Boulevard.
In front of this year's crowd, November 12th and 13th. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343.
G3Denver.com.
1 year older. 1 year bolder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
morning, 7:48 on AM 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk, 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 81. We do have a chance of some showers and thunder showers. J. Marvin here at 303-713-7600. By the way, I don't know how many of you saw this in the paper. The Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, they named the 13 most corrupt Congress people. You know who one of them was? Marilyn Musgrave. And we'll talk about it coming up after 8 o'clock. All right, right now we're talking about FEMA's idea of paying faith-based... let me roll that back and say it the right way. Talking about FEMA's plans to reimburse faith groups for aid. And civil libertarians object. Religious organizations weigh in on whether to apply or not. And this is an article from the Washington Post this morning. Let's go to Mary in Aurora. Mary, hi, you're on AM 760. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I agree with you that it's wrong that we fund federal, we give federal money to people who, to faith-based organizations. And I'm sick at heart at the way that the federal government has used our catastrophes in our country to promote their political agenda. I mean, they just, it's like they're waiting for the next horrible thing to happen so they can sneak in a few other things. But I noticed, in keeping with what we're talking about this morning, that private schools, private religious schools can now, not now, I mean, they passed, I think it was the House that passed this bill, can now receive federal money, even though they will exclude, a condition of employment is that you belong to their religion now.
Yeah, which I think is totally and 100% wrong.
Yeah, it goes in hand with what we're talking about this morning, is that, in other words, you can be excluded from employment based on your religion, and our federal government is going to fund that.
You know, this administration... and the Republican Party, they never stop. You could never turn your head away for 10 seconds without finding them into something that they shouldn't be into.
I agree, and it's so insidious, because if that were to be put on a ballot, then that would be acceptable. People would not agree that federal funds can go towards private religious organizations. And so instead, they insidiously have these little ways of sneaking in. It's just like the abortion issue. They'll... Pick at it until the next thing you know. I mean, that is hijacking our democracy, and I just, you know, I share with you the idea that that's just outrageous.
Well, and also, as I said to previous callers, it also, you know what, it's not charity if you get paid for it. How's it charity if you get paid for it?
Exactly.
So, as a previous caller said, we should be able to look into the church books. That'd be number one. And number two, how are we going to get any accounting about who gets what money and how much they get, and how do they prove their need if they don't want to show the their books?
Well, and again, do you remember how Bush Sr., he cut all the so much funding for social programs, and his justification was the 1,000 points of light?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all these religious institutions were going to pick up slack. Well, the 1,000 points of light are now, that's, you know, we're side-swiping our tax money into them. So it's just a way of picking away at it.
Yep, exactly. Mary, thank you. Great call.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, let's go to Janet in Denver. Janet, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, you know, I'm probably also going to iterate a lot of things that your previous callers have said, because I agree with everything. Great calls. I do believe that we should not reimburse churches. I believe that it's another way that this administration is blurring the lines between church and state. But I don't think I think another reason that they do it, they're so disingenuous. They use it as a way to use our tax dollars on other things instead of paying for the services that they're supposed to be there for. They also use these little wedge issues. They throw them in there to get people arguing about church and state to mask the fact that they did not lead. FEMA did not do its job. That was due to a lot of issues, but one of them is cronyism.
Well, I think, you know, what they're doing here is they're trying to make FEMA look good with their right-wing base. That's what they're basically trying to do. They're trying to make FEMA look good with those who normally would be against the whole idea of FEMA. And they have nowhere else to run, considering FEMA is a miserable failure.
Absolutely. I agree with that, absolutely. And the fact that FEMA has been incompetent also reflects on this administration, and they don't want that to be talked about. They don't want that to be looked at. I mean, you've had a lot of previous callers that have said that they are looking at this administration in a whole different light now than when they when they voted for it the first time around.
Yeah, I think that's because, to go back to the Frank Rich analogy from the New York Times, I think the curtain has been pulled open, and I think people are beginning to see now exactly what this administration is really all about, and the fact that they're incompetent. There's a report out in Time magazine this week about all the cronyism that goes on in the administration, and people who were appointed to jobs because they had political connections, not because they necessarily knew what they were doing.
Absolutely, and I think that, you know, that's why Tom DeLay is so into it, because this administration is rampant with cronyism. I mean, that whole list that came out today, was it today? With how many people are involved in the administration that are just have absolutely nothing to do with their job. They have no background in their job whatsoever, no experience. And again, back to talking about why this was, who brought this up, I don't see where the Red Cross comes in here.
I don't understand. You know, I don't understand why the Red Cross thinks this is a good idea.
And you know that the Red Cross is not free. When the Red Cross performs services for people, they aren't necessarily free. Some people get billed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's not always free.
I had no idea. I had no idea about that. Janet, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. All right, got a couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Why the Red Cross has decided to get themselves in on this argument is beyond me. But are you comfortable with the idea of the federal government, of FEMA, dispersing funds to churches? 303-713-7600, who do volunteer work, which can no longer be called voluntary, in the Katrina Rita disasters. Let's go to Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, my couple comments is, one, you got to think about where, the Red Cross is really based. Isn't Bob Dole's wife, or hasn't she been the one that was in charge?
She was. She's not anymore, though.
Okay.
She's now a United States Senator.
Okay. She's Republican, I imagine. But anyway, my couple comments is, if the churches are going to get reimbursed, where did they get the money? Probably from people like us or their constituents. Now, if you think about this again, how many constituents of the church lost faith in this administration when they saw what George Bush didn't do the first, Katrina?
Probably a lot of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So basically what I think FEMA is doing is trying to buy back the religious public. To try and say, you know what, we screwed up, now we're going to reimburse you. Hey, come on, don't we look good again? That's basically my two opinions. That's my opinion right there. I think.
But why would the Red Cross be involved in this?
I think it's the ties are deep with the Republican Party. If you think about it, Dole is Republican. His wife was running the Red Cross. I think there's something in there. I mean, if you can tie that together, whether it be a theory or not, I think you can tie that in. There's no other reason, no other explanation I can think of other than a tie to the Republican Party. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, why else would they? They're not doing it because the Democrats are saying it's a good idea. They're not doing it because the public's asking for it. They're doing it for some political reason. There's no other way around it, in my opinion. I think it's a political, it's a political stand, and they're trying to get back constituents that they lost during the first.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're probably right. And I'll tell you something else. They can go ahead and do that, but they can do it without my taxpayer dollar.
Oh,
that's
totally
the part
agree.
I really object to, is using our taxpayer dollars
funneled
into churches. I mean, what the hell is that?
Yeah, you know, and if they're going to reimburse the churches who are not taxed, why don't they go ahead and send us a check? If you can prove that you sent money to the Red Cross, whether it be cash, you get a receipt, or a credit card statement, why can't we, as people who have given money to the Red Cross, be reimbursed as well? That'd be only fair. I mean, if they're getting, you know, they might be able to throw us a lump sum of a couple $100,000 or $100 million or whatever the case may be. Why can't we be reimbursed for the $40 or $50 that we gave?
Not a bad idea.
I think this administration's got its hands too far into every pot that's out there, and I think they're trying to regain some of their constituents that they lost during the first part of Katrina.
I think so too. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Yeah, I gave a couple $100 to the Red Cross. I wonder if I could get a check back for that. I'll tell you, one thing I do not want to do, I do not want to contribute my money, my tax dollars, to go to faith groups, that's for sure. All right, Marilyn Musgrave, one of the 13 most corrupt congresspeople. We'll talk about it coming up after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And should disaster relief be left in the hands of the military? We'll talk about that as well. It's all coming up.
And tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson this Saturday for Rocktoberfest at Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. The best all-American bikes and accessories and free German food and beer served at noon for FAC members. Live music with American Soil and a seminar presented by the Chrome Specialist starting at 11. Don't miss Rocktoberfest Saturday only at Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson Sunday for Bikers for a Cure to benefit the fight against breast cancer. Go to freedomh-d.com for details.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Congress is about to hear from the man blamed for botching the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Live to CBS's Dan Revive in Washington.
Michael Brown, who has submitted his resignation as head of FEMA but remains for now on the payroll, can expect some very tough questions, though the chairman of this House investigation, Tom Davis of Virginia, says he believes there were many communication failures as Katrina struck 4 weeks ago.
A natural disaster, instead of being made better, was made worse. And I don't think it ends with Michael Brown by any means.
Democrats refuse to take seats on this committee, but a few from Louisiana and Mississippi may show up to question Brown. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Air Force One should be landing in Texas within the hour.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. It'll be his seventh hurricane trip this month as President Bush makes stops in Texas and Louisiana to inspect damage inflicted by Rita and see the federal response so far. At the same time, First Lady Laura Bush will be on her own mission in Biloxi, appearing on the reality show Extreme Makeover Home Edition, donating clothing to victims of Katrina.
This is Jim Crisula in New Orleans. There are signs of normal life, people, and the reopening of stores, gas stations, and restaurants, at least in the city's Algiers area, across the Mississippi River from the French Quarter. Tashi Woodside is thrilled.
I was scared when I first came into the city because so much has happened, but it looks like promise, so that's a good sign.
Businesses are also starting to open downtown and in the French Quarter.
In Iberia Parish, Louisiana, one hurricane evacuee returning home after Rita says she's determined to get on with her life.
Every once in a while, I cry. But then I laugh. Can't cry all the time.
Lulu Perez was relatively lucky her home was still there, even if the water inside it was 3 feet high. Rita took at least 9 lives. In Chicago, 11 priests accused of molesting children years ago have been removed from public ministry. Catholic Archdiocese spokesman Jimmy Logo.
These priests now are being prohibited from engaging in public ministry. They can't identify themselves as priests or act as a representative of the diocese.
Sex abuse victim Barbara Blaine wishes more could be done.
Just because you take the Roman collar off of these men does not mean that they no longer pose a threat to children.
The priests can't be prosecuted since the statute of limitations has run out. A strain of the flu that used to be confined to horses is starting to show up in dogs in 11 states. It can be fatal, but veterinarian Cinda Crawford says most dogs manage to fight it off.
The vast, vast majority of dogs that become infected with canine influenza virus just experience a cough for 1 to 4 weeks and then recover without any problems whatsoever.
Experts say there's no evidence Fido can pass the flu on to his master. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is ahead 23 points. NASDAQ is up 2. This is CBS News.
Tonight on NBC, see the show that's inspiring a nation, The Biggest Loser. Then it's the best hour of comedy on television. All new episodes of My Name is Earl and The Office. And finally, a rare television event. One crime, two shows. As Law & Order SVU and the original Law & Order come together in one unforgettable case.
NYPD, open up!
The Biggest Loser, My Name is Earl, The Office, and the Law & Order event. All new tonight on NBC.
509,107 thunderstorm lovers. 449,775 travelers.
Bonjour.
19 shower singers. With 15 million passionate people, Match.com has the one for you. No wonder we've inspired more marriages than any other. Offer details.
Wells Fargo. No matter what stage you're at in life, nobody can help you like Wells Fargo. The next stage.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a real tough ride this morning. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. And we're jamming from Bellevue because of a crash involving a truck hauling a trailer that's blocking the two center lanes at Arapaho. Also getting word of a left lane stall that's just before Bellevue, so expect those delays to get even worse this morning. Now, westbound I-70, we have a car fire just before 225. Emergency crews on the scene there. Also have a crash on the ramp from eastbound C-470 onto University. Now around town, things looking a little better, but we are busy on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, Belmont, Iris, and Arapaho also loaded up, and Denver bound on the turnpike, the usual slow spots between Federal and Pecos. Looking at the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees right now. We get a great low fixed rate on a home equity loan from Key, and stop worrying about rising rates. Visit any Key Center or call 1-888-KEY-1234, subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week in October, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace.
Virtual Corp at 303-321-5000. So, did you remember the number? Give us a call, 303-321-5000.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
806 6 minutes after 8. Good morning. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Isolated showers and thunderstorms after 3 this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of around 81. 303-713-7600. And it's good to be with you this morning here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up a little later on this hour, we'll talk about using the military to respond to disasters. To some people, that's like martial law and makes some people nervous. As this administration twists and turns and tries to figure out a way to regain public confidence over what happened with Katrina, and maybe that has a lot to do with why President Bush is flying around in Air Force One, burning up $6,000 an hour worth of fuel after telling us to conserve yesterday. He's out looking once again at the damage of Louisiana and Texas and New Orleans. All right, we ready to go? I don't know how many of you saw this in the paper. Ran a little teeny article in the Denver Post. But Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington named their 13 most corrupt congresspeople. And one of the people on that list was Marilyn Musgrave. And let's talk to Director Melanie Sloan. Melanie serves as Crew's Executive Director. Prior to that, to accepting that position, Ms. Sloan served as an Assistant United States Attorney in the District of Columbia, where from 1998 to early 2003, she successfully tried cases before dozens of judges and juries. And before becoming a prosecutor, Ms. Sloan was minority counsel for the U.S. House of Representatives and the Judiciary Committee between 1995 and 1998. And Melanie, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Marilyn Musgrave. First of all, how did you guys come up with this list of the 13 most corrupt?
Well, I'll tell you, there were an awful lot of options out there. There are, you know, and there are other people who could be included on the list, but we didn't want to make it. We've said that this is not a definitive list, but we reviewed all the stories and the articles about members of Congress that have come out basically since 2000, and then we looked for the most, what we found to be the most egregious violators, and it had to be people who violated either federal laws and rules, but also always the House or Senate rules as well.
All right, give us an example of some of these egregious things that have been done.
Do you want me to start with Ms. Musgrave?
No, let's start with some others, and then we'll work to Ms. Musgrave.
Okay, well, one of my favorites is Representative Bob Ney from Ohio. Mr. Ney is a very close associate of the now infamous Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Some of the things that Representative Ney has done with Mr. Abramoff are particularly appalling. Jack Abramoff helped to close down the casino of an Indian tribe called the Tigua in El Paso, Texas. Then he convinced the Tigua to hire him to push Congress to reopen the casino. So he contacted Bob Ney, who agreed to push the legislation to reopen the casino, and the day after Mr. Ney agreed to that, he got $32,000 in checks from the Tigua.
Oh, wow.
And later, Representative Ney asked Mr. Abramoff to set him up on a golf trip to Scotland to play golf at St. Andrews, which is something Jack Abramoff did with several members of Congress. But the thing is, representatives aren't allowed to take just purely recreational trips. So Mr. Ney went on this golf trip but explained in his travel disclosure form that it was to speak to the Scottish Parliament. Well, it turns out the Scottish Parliament wasn't even in session then, and there were other email indicating that it was just nothing but a recreational trip. So, and it was paid for by Jack Abramoff, and members of Congress can't accept travel from lobbyists.
And is Mr. Ney in any kind of trouble because of this?
Well, shockingly, not yet.
That is shocking. All right, let's get to Marilyn Musgrave. What earned her a place on your top 13?
The most appalling thing that Representative Musgrave did is she basically had her campaign office for her 2004 reelection right inside her congressional office. And that is forbidden, not just by House rules, but by federal law. Ms. Musgrave had the two offices. She says they were separate, but they were at the same exact address. And basically, in order to get to the campaign office, you would have to come in through an unmarked security door in the back of the building rather than in the front of the building. There was no door marked. The receptionist didn't know where it was. It was not on the floor plan of the building. So it was basically just a pretend address, and it was inside the congressional headquarters. If also Ms. Musgrave was having her congressional aides work on the campaign committee, that too would be a violation of federal law.
So
I believe she was.
So in other words, she just had basically a dummy address. I mean, it'd be the same thing as just having the campaign office was never really there. The campaign and her congressional office were one and the same thing.
That's right, which is totally illegal.
And do you have proof that that her aides worked on it, or do you just suspect that they did?
Well, the materials in the office were apparently all mixed up. It's not like campaign materials were just in one part of the office. They were in other parts of the office. So I don't know the answer to that, but this is the kind of thing. Crew doesn't have subpoena power, so we can't investigate further. We can't make anybody in Congresswoman Musgrave's office answer questions as to what they were doing in that office. However, if the House Ethics Committee were ever to take it up, they do have subpoena power. They could bring in Representative Musgrave's congressional aides from her district office in Colorado and ask them all these questions and find out whether they were working on the campaign. But even if we didn't find that out, just the fact of mixing the campaign office and the congressional office is just strictly forbidden.
Have you turned any of this information over to the Ethics Committee?
We have tried in the past to turn over material to the Ethics Committee, but the House Ethics Committee does not accept complaints from outsiders. Only members of Congress can file ethics complaints.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, it's particularly awful given the fact that there's been a truce in Congress since about 1996, 98, where nobody files an ethics complaint against anybody else. It's just not done. So they don't allow outsiders to file complaints because they don't want anybody to file complaints.
So in other words, there's nothing any of us can do.
Well, I think what we can do is make a huge stink about the fact that outsiders can't file complaints and the Ethics Committee isn't doing anything on its own and its rules need to change immediately. The House has the power to change that rule anytime it wants.
And as far as Mrs. Musgrave goes, she's up for re-election again this coming year.
Right. She's got a 2006 election, and hopefully by putting this information out there, voters will be aware of it, because one of the things that we, all of us, can do is vote the bums out. So we get the government we deserve if we don't pay attention to what they're up to, representatives are up to when they're in office. You know, it's partly our fault they can get away with things because we let them.
But, you know, it's awful hard at times to beat an incumbent, isn't it?
Yes, it's almost impossible. Incumbents rarely, rarely lose.
But it does happen.
But it does happen, and it often happens over things like ethics scandals. In 1994, interestingly, the Congress turned over after 40 years of being run by the Democrats. And by the end of those 40 years, the Democrats were pretty darn arrogant, and they were committing ethics violations all over the place. And when Republicans started screaming about them, the Democrats just ignored them. The Democrats lost power in large part because of the ethics scandals. There was a house banking scandal and a post office scandal.
Right.
Former chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Dan Rostenkowski, was convicted of crimes. And right now, Congress's approval rating is at 36%, which is about the same as it was in 1994 when the Democrats lost the House. So in only about 11 years, the Republicans are at least as corrupt, if not more corrupt, than the Democrats were after 40 years.
All right, if people want to find out more about your organization, if they want to find out more about the Marilyn Musgrave situation, do you have a website they can go to?
Yes, we have two. Our website is www.citizensforethics.org, and we have the full report and summaries of it as well on our new website called beyonddelay.org.
All right. Hey, Marilyn, thank you so much for coming on the program. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks. That's Melanie Sloan, who is, I call her Marilyn, I don't know why I did that, but it's Melanie Sloan, and she was very gracious not to say, excuse me, my name is Melanie instead of Marilyn, but it's Melanie Sloan. And check out our organization, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. You can Google that, or you can go to www.citizensforethics.org, and you can go look up about Marilyn Musgrave. And Marilyn Musgrave is going to have a challenger, Angie Piccioni, and we're going to get to work to get Angie Piccioni on the program and see what she has to say about this. because Marilyn is coming up for re-election. It's 8:16, 60 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, coming up, we're going to find out whether you're in favor of using the military to respond to disasters or not, or if it makes you nervous. Going on, and you should take advantage of it because it's a great deal. If you put down $500, they'll put down $500, and it's like having $1,000. If you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 down, and it does go up to $1,500. And Rockies has the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Check them out on the internet at Rockies Autos. Make sure you put an S on the autos there. RockiesAutos.com, because you can see the inventory right there, or check it out in person at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76. Just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Mary and I have had nothing but great luck at Rockies, and we've bought four cars there, and we just bought one not too long ago. And, you know, we just, if you want to get a good deal on a good car, Rockies is the place to go. They cover you with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they have Carfax, where you can look and see how many owners the car's had, and what, if anything, has been done to it. Rockies Autos has got that for you, too, and they give it to you absolutely free. A lot of dealerships charge for it, or they just don't have it at all. Rockies Autos got good people working out there, too, like my man Colby and Spanky and Tom and Marv Alshear and Jim Monroe, Marilyn's brother. There are just a ton of people working out at Rockies that are there to help you. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 60.
See if you qualify for 40% home energy savings. 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 820, 20 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Isolated showers and thunderstorms after 3. High today of around 81. 303-713-7600. This came out yesterday as the Bush administration fumbles and stumbles and tries to figure out what it did wrong when it comes to the hurricanes, and particularly Katrina. As a matter of fact, Michael Brown is on Capitol Hill testifying now in front of a panel of Republicans. The Democrats wisely decided not to participate in this because they fear it would be a whitewash. They wanted an independent panel to look into Michael Brown's role with FEMA and what happened with Hurricane Katrina. Of course, the White House and the Republican Party seeks to control this because they're trying to minimize the damage. President Bush said he wants to make it easier for the military to take charge after a disaster like Hurricane Katrina, but White House has acknowledged yesterday the proposal raises a lot of issues that need resolution. Critics argue that putting active duty troops on American streets would violate a long-standing tradition of keeping the military out of domestic law enforcement. But Bush said he wanted to improve the federal response to a catastrophic event like Katrina, which left more than 1,000 people dead after it struck last month. I want there to be a robust discussion about the best way for the federal government in certain extreme circumstances to be able to rally assets for the good of the people, Bush said yesterday. The Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 bans the armed forces from participating in police-type activity on U.S. soil. Gene Healy, who's a senior editor at the conservative Cato Institute, said Bush risks undermining a fundamental principle of American law by tinkering with the Posse Comitatus Act. Now, you know there's a lot of right-wing, I mean extreme right-wingers, that are not going to be happy about this. I don't know how you feel about it. What it does is it sets a high bar for the use of federal troops in a policing role, he wrote in a commentary on the group's website, that reflects Americans' traditional distrust of using standing armies to enforce order at home, a distrust that's well justified. Healy said soldiers are not trained as police officers, and putting them in civilian law enforcement role can result in serious collateral damage to American life and liberty. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, a Texas Republican, told the Associated Press that he was not in favor of expanding the federal government's disaster response role. All right, how do you feel about this? You can talk about this or anything else. We'll move to open phones. We'll go to it early. I got people hanging on here. And if you want to talk about that, or are you in favor of engaging the military in a greater response to disasters, or do you feel that it's fooling around with the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. And even bringing that up, you know, the only place I ever hear people talk about the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, the only place I ever hear that talked about usually is on extreme right-wing radio. So do you favor using federal troops? if a disaster situation warrants it, yes or no, or anything else that may be on your mind at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Vicki in Denver. Vicki, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Couple things. First of all, the military does make me nervous, so no, I'm not in favor of that. And I really called because I wanted to talk about the faith-based initiative.
Sure, go ahead.
And I just wanted to say, you know, don't be naive, Jay. This thing is a rogue ploy from the get-go, and its purpose, of course, is to buy votes from churches and their, you know, constituents.
Well, I'm not being naive about it at all. I realize that what the administration is doing here is trying to rally the religious right to help them out at a time when they've been caught with their pants down, basically.
Well, but at the same time, they're trying to get new, you know, they're looking at new votes. They never stop looking for, you know, the future.
Right, right.
So, you know, I don't know how much you've researched the 2004 election, but they ran campaigns out of churches. And I really honestly believe that that's how they won, and that's why the right wing thinks that they, you know, they owe them something.
Well, they definitely went through the churches. I know that's for sure.
And
there was a Republican strategy memo that was leaked and appeared in the New York Times that year, 2004, or shortly before the 2004 election, that said that the Republicans and the GOP and the Bush White House were courting religious groups for their support.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I also wanted to ask you if you've done any research into the legalities around faith-based laws. And I was going to send you some URLs so that you and your audience might be able to look at that. Basically, it's legal for a faith-based initiative that's getting government funds to actually discriminate against non-Christian, employing non-Christians. They can tell people that they're not hiring them because they're not of the belief.
Oh, yeah. There's a story in the news about, hold on a second. Let me find it. A Christian school expelled a 14-year-old student because her parents are lesbians, the school superintendent said in a letter. Shay Clark was expelled from the Ontario Christian School on Thursday. Your family does not meet the policies of admission, said the superintendent. So not only can they do that, but they can also, you're right, they can also let somebody go for not adhering to the same doctrine as your employer in the faith-based field. That's true.
Yeah, it's very true. And it's scary because this administration has gone over the line, way, way over. And
yeah,
nobody...
Well, I don't think anybody doubts that.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Vicki, thank you. Appreciate the call. That frees up the line at 303-713-7600. You know, of course, the other side of that is, why would you want to go work someplace if you didn't believe in the philosophy of the place? Of course, maybe you should ask me about my time working in right-wing talk radio, where I, where I had to go to work every single day, and I'm like, it was like being bottled up, having to deal with that every single day. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
What I see that's happening really when they're trying to give more money to the churches is what they're really doing is they're indirectly funding their own campaigns.
Yeah, they're courting those people. That's exactly right.
No, I mean, what happened in the last election cycle was that the churches actually ran campaigns out of the churches, and they also gave a whole bunch of money to go and, you know, help these people get elected. So now what's happened is these churches have been devastated by Hurricane Katrina, and they've got to find a way that they can be able to get that money back so they can get their people reelected. They're taking our taxpayer dollars and putting it directly into their own election campaign through a third party, the churches.
Yeah, that's a really good way to look at it. I totally and completely object to it. But, you know, to be fair, we have to be fair about this. There are some people involved in religion who think that this is a wrong-headed move. The Southern Baptists oppose this.
Oh, I'm not trying to bag on all religions or anything like that. I think that, you know, Christianity has a lot of wonderful things to offer. And I think that the problem is that most of the right-wingers don't even understand Christianity at its basic tenets. and they're really perverting the whole religion to begin with.
Well, you know, that always gets me, you know what, you're right, but that always gets back to that whole thing about why are they so crazy about having the Ten Commandments every place? Why don't they push for quotes from Jesus about, say, for instance, poverty?
Because they're old text Christians. They don't understand anything from the New Text. They don't understand that Jesus mentioned helping the poor 2,000 times and never mentioned once anything about, you know, bashing gays.
Yeah, really. I don't think Jesus talks about homosexuality, does he?
Nope.
I don't think he ever mentions it, does he?
No, he said, you know, love your fellow man like you love yourself, you know. Golden rule. And that's the other thing, the golden rule. Do unto others as others do unto you. What is this presidency doing with torture? Would we actually really want to see our troops being tortured like we tortured in Abu Ghraib?
Yeah.
They're breaking the golden rule of Christianity from day one.
Yeah, and only having people on the lower end of the totem pole, like Leash Girl there. Get 10 years yesterday, where the people higher up who were responsible for all of this, they just walk.
Well, the other thing is, with the military thing and what's going on with that, I think the Casi Comitatus Act should stand. But I think that the military does have updates in helping out people. They don't necessarily have to do police things. There is a great infrastructure there that can help out in moving supplies, and that should be used.
Okay, man. Appreciate the call. It's a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. You bet. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600, 830 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, Jay, we've got a lot of stuff going on the highway south on I-25, loaded up from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. And we had a left lane stall just before Bellevue and a crash at Arapahoe, adding to those delays. Also, watch for an accident on the ramp from eastbound C-470 onto University. We have a crash block in the left and center lanes, westbound 6th Avenue, approaching Kipling, and Denverbound on the turnpike. We're struggling. We have three separate accidents. Two-car crash blocking the left lane just after Sheridan, so only the HOV and right lanes are getting through there. Then we have another accident on the right shoulder approaching 80th, and now a new crash. He's found on the turnpike at Pecos, so tough ride in that area. Checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Right now, 58 degrees. At Richmond American, quality and value are not upgrades. They're standard, built into every home. You can experience the Richmond American difference today because homes are available for quick move-in with special savings. Call 1-888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson this Saturday for Rocktoberfest at Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. The best all-American bikes and accessories and free German food and beer served at noon for FAC members. Live music with American Soil and a seminar presented by the Chrome Specialist starting at 11. Don't miss Rocktoberfest Saturday only at Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth.
Join Freedom Harley-Davidson Sunday for Bikers for a Cure to benefit the fight against breast cancer. Go to freedomhd.com for details.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
The internet at FO.
About it. It was the law was obviously implemented during Reconstruction because of the occupation of the South. Even though it still has some relevance today, there's so many loopholes in it that allows the government to override it based on need or federal emergencies. It really doesn't matter too much. They've kept it for more psychological value to the American people than anything else.
Yeah, but you know, I'm one person. I don't know about anybody else. I don't want the military acting and doing a police work because they're not trained for it.
Yeah, I agree, and we don't want to do it either. helping people out and providing aid is one thing, but the types of police actions we do would not be used to seeing those type of things.
So you would be in favor of the military being involved in a major disaster, basically just to transport goods and give aid.
Well, right, and you know we've been doing that. I mean, I was out in Hawaii during a Niki back in the early '90s, and Andrew. I mean, we've been doing that for a long time. It's really nothing new. It's just when we go in, and on this last escapade, there was a lot of confusion. The military was in place and ready to move. The problem was, when do we go? And obviously, we go when our civilian masters tell us to go, and that's when we move. And when we were called, we were in position and we moved.
So that was where the confusion lied in whether to come or go.
Well, the confusion was definitely between the civilian authorities in the state of Louisiana and the local authorities and the federal government and who was going to, were they requesting, were they approved? And, once the directive came down to the military chain of command, we move. I mean, stuff is always put in place during those times when there's a disaster that could happen. We're always ready to go. I mean, there's always, brigades and units just like the 82nd. Those guys, there's always units like that on alert 24/7.
All right, man. But, hey, I appreciate the call, and thank you for your service to the country, too.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I was talking about this earlier this morning, about George Bush standing up yesterday and telling us that we should drive less and try to conserve energy. I just counted it. Not only is he running Air Force One today, which burns $6,000 an hour in fuel because he has landed in Beaumont, Port Arthur, but also there are three big, Yukon Denalis. What do you think the gas mileage is on those babies? And he's got three of them lined up at the airport. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the military being involved in disasters, and also it's open phones, too. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Some people want to continue to talk about the idea of faith-based funding from taxpayers' dollars, which some people in the Bush administration think are a good idea, and the American Red Cross is also pushing for it. Here's Anna and Greeley. Anna, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello?
Hi, Anna.
Hi. No, I'm against both of them. No faith-based anything at all. I mean, no establishment of a religion, as the First Amendment says. Okay, and then if you remember a while back, there were 70, 50,000 to 100,000 troops that were supposed to be returned to the U.S. from overseas.
Right.
And it even came out in the newspapers that they would be used for things like crowd control. Does that make you nervous?
Well, yeah, but I don't think they should be doing that kind of stuff.
I don't either. No, I'm absolutely against it. What's the National Guard for? It's not really to send overseas.
It's supposed to be to respond to statewide disasters.
And it's also supposed to be to be the basis controlled by the state. The state it's in, the unit that is in a state, like the 45th Division in Oklahoma or whatever's here, I don't know. It's not federally controlled, and that's a huge difference. It's like having a dictatorship and then having a military dictatorship.
Well, I just am against the military being involved in because they are not police officers, and policing is a tough enough job as it is, giving it to people who are not trained to do it. I don't know. I have no idea where this president is coming from, other than the fact that he seems to be swinging wildly at any and all options because of the situation that he happens to be in, poll numbers wise.
A theocracy. did you know that the fascists in Europe were really religious, really very religious?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't think that he's trying to. I don't think that he's trying to get a theocracy going. I think that's an overstatement. I think the problem is that he's caught in the fact that we are not ready for a major disaster in this country. That the hurricanes prove that, and that he's swinging wildly at all kinds of answers, including these massive photo ops that he goes on, like the one he's going on now today in Beaumont.
I know.
And he's coming up with all of these different ideas on how to get this stuff done because he has no concrete plan. And these were the people who ran on the idea that they would have everything under control.
That we would get like
a CEO presidency here. And you know what? It turns out that it's far from it.
Well, yeah. In fact, his keepers are the ones who make up those things that he does. So for example, trying to ban abortions or make them illegal is a religious idea. It's a papal bull is what it is. I mean, look at it. It's not in the Bible, anything about it. So if you have a Christian thing here going, the bishops started a campaign in 1975 against abortion. And in Germany, when the fascists took over there, took over the republic there, they did not want abortion. They said it was for the good of the state.
Yeah. All right. Well, but I don't see us drifting towards fascism at the present time. Anna, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
It's 8:41, 19 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, and I got two lines open now at 303-713-7600. Maybe you think we are drifting towards fascism. I don't think we are. I think this president is drifting around looking for some kind of a plan to try to get his poll numbers back out of the 40% range, and that he doesn't have a plan, and that it turns out that not only do we not have an energy plan in this country, which he talked about this morning, and we talked about during the first hour this morning, about driving less, and here he is flying around all over the country and dragging all those SUVs with him, but I also don't think he has a disaster plan, and I think FEMA failed miserably, and they're looking for some way to prop this up, and he's casting, he's like grasping at straws for any kind of a solution. 303-713-7600.
You're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomhd.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
What do you want tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Club.com today for the community close to you, Centrix Homes, where your lifestyle is built right in. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin, too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy.
So what if you could change your dog's health for the better? Why not try it? There are 9 Purina One formulas in all, and there's one that's just right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. I'm so convinced of this that I'll tell you what, they got that Purina, and Purina is convinced of it too, that there's a great offer out here. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Or visit PurinaOneChallenge.com for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One.
And highlight your business as one of our loyal sponsors. For more information on how to join, go to am760.net and click on the blue list.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:48, 12 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today and be around 81. Isolated showers, thunderstorms after 3 o'clock. 303-713-7600. Open phones underway. And we go to Simon in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Simon, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You there, Simon?
I'm here. How you doing?
Hey, what are you doing calling from Cedar Rapids?
Oh, I heard you fill in on Air America one morning, I believe, or a couple mornings for a week, I think. And,
yeah.
Caught your show and enjoyed hearing what you had to say, and then I've been linking over to your website and listening to you guys on the Internet.
Oh, man, thank you very, very much. How's the weather there today?
It's not too bad. We're in the 60s, so nice and mellow. Getting ready for the winter here, it seems.
Yeah. All right, what's on your mind, man?
Well, I mean, you guys are talking about, you know, occupation and things like that on our lands themselves, but did you hear about all the private security firms that are down in Louisiana the Blackwater and some of these private security companies that are being run by FEMA and DHS and things like that. And so it's almost like we're occupied by private security forces, and that gets me a little nervous at times. And I read a great article that was on thenation.com that talked, it was labeled Blackwater Down, and it was generally about these companies that have been hired to come in and help out Katrina and things like that, but they're not rescuing anybody. They're in patrolling the streets as armed guards and opening fire on people and things like that. That just kind of was a little disturbing to hear about on our own soil.
Yeah, I'm not real thrilled with that either. I'm like you. I'm not thrilled with it at all. And I'll tell you something else that bothers me about it too. I'd be interested to know how these companies get these contracts. There's never any open disclosure about how these companies are picked or what the story is. And I wonder if that was a closed contract kind of deal, the same thing we saw with Kellogg Brown and Root.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, they talked a lot of it about most of the owners of these companies, these billionaires, are major contributors to the GOP.
Yeah, you know, are they members of Bush's so-called quote-unquote Pioneers Club?
Exactly.
Who are high-dollar donors to the Bush administration. Now, Time Magazine, I haven't seen it, but it's this week. It's supposed to have an article that is supposed to be pretty blistering about all of the people that are involved in federal agencies, and they're there because they have political connections, or they have some kind of inside track. You know, the latest example would be Julie Myers, who they want to put into the head of Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE is what they call it, and her big in is that her uncle is Richard Myers, the general,
right?
And she's connected all over town too. And she has no experience in immigration whatsoever. She has no experience in this field whatsoever, and she's only 37 years old, but they're going to give her the job.
Yeah, it just doesn't make very much sense, does it?
No, they go out and get people who have no background at all in what they're required to do, and they get it because they're, you know, politically connected. And I don't think that's the way the administration ought to operate.
I agree, and another thing that correlates for me is this is supposed to be the life party, the right for life and things like that, and yet we're going to be hiring guards or armed people that are going to be violent before they're peaceful, which seems to me to be the opposite of what their whole philosophy is, and as a Christian myself, it's kind of disturbing to hear about people walking around New Orleans armed and fighting, shooting back at people that are shooting at them, which is understandable, but why you put in the position there in the first place, which is really kind of disturbing to me as a spiritual person myself.
Yeah, well, you know what I think it is? I think that their religion is a religion of convenience. I think that's basically what it is. You know, did you see Bill Maher over the weekend?
You know what? I watch him religiously every Friday night, and for some reason I missed this last Friday, so I have not seen it yet.
Well, George Galloway was on there, along with Christopher Hitchens and Caddy Kay from the BBC.
Okay.
And George Galloway said that that he doesn't believe that Bush is a Christian. He said that he thinks that he's found this crowd to run around with because it's convenient.
I guess that makes sense. I have some friends who are from Mississippi in the South, and they say that once you profess yourself as a Christian and a born again and found Jesus, that you're pretty much it's an open thing for you. You're free to do whatever you like, and it gives you the opportunity to get in situations I think like Bush is in right now.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call. Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening on the internet.
Thank you.
All right, and you're always welcome to call here if you're listening on the internet at 303-713-7600. And he was talking about the week that I filled in for Jerry Springer, which I'm going to do that again. The 2 weeks I filled in for Jerry Springer, I'm going to do it again for a week on December the 14th, I believe it is, while Jerry takes some time off. Let's go to Ivan in Boulder. Ivan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. You were talking about Bush's energy policy and, you know, just how people are driving inefficient cars and all that type of stuff. And one of the problems is that stuff all needs to start with the individual rather than, you know, as a national thing. You know, as yourself, you were saying you drive a big car around just because it's comfortable.
No, mine's parked in the garage. I drive a smaller car now. Oh, we're losing him.
Up here in Baltimore. It's like it's how everybody thinks they're so green. Little green stickers in the back of their inefficient cars as they sit there and drive, you know, cars that get 12 miles a gallon. I'd love to drive a big car for comfort, but instead, because I have to commute between Denver and Boulder, I choose to drive a small car, and I just think it's kind of hypocritical how all these people always talk about, you know, need to be energy efficient, but it really needs to start with the individual.
Yeah, but see, I don't think that that's totally right, and I'll tell you why I don't think that's totally right, because I think it's hypocritical as a president of the United States to stand up and say that you should drive less when he's out flying around on a jet that burns up $6,000 an hour in fuel, and then he lands, and he's got five what look like Yukon Denellis. Denali's driving around town. What do they get? How many miles a gallon do they get? And that this is the same administration that back in 2001, Vice President Cheney said, conservation was virtuous but not a public policy. I mean, it starts from the top. That's what leadership is called.
Yeah, it does start from the top, and it does trickle down, but it is an individual choice for people to choose to drive a car that's efficient versus driving a car that's, you know, just comfortable.
All right, but if you're a housewife and a mother and you've got four kids, do you think you can drive around in a little compact automobile?
No, then you're right. But the individuals that you see, you know, the single people that you see driving around in these big cars and you know, cruising around town, driving the cars that get 12 to 15 miles a gallon, like a Yukon Denali, you know, they make the argument that, oh, well, I can pay this money and it's my choice. And, you know, I just think I hate to bring it on you, but I mean, it's just, you were saying it yesterday. I just like driving a big car. I can't get away from
it. No, that's not what
car.
I said. What I said was I like my SUV, but as I was talking about this morning, I've got one that's an 8-cylinder and one that's a 6-cylinder, so I drive the 6-cylinder one and I leave the 8-cylinder one parked. But it wouldn't make any difference if I drove the 8-cylinder one around, and it wouldn't make any difference how I feel, because this government has no energy policy except to continue down the same road we've been continuing down for 30 years, 40 years, or even longer. And it's hypocritical of the President of the United States to say, well, drive less when he's out there burning fuel up like there's no tomorrow, and won't lean on his buddies in the oil or in the transportation business to make any kind of a move to conserve whatsoever. I mean, there's no move on the part of the federal government to even enforce the CAFE standards now, is there?
No, there isn't. But look at recycling. You know, recycling wasn't popular. It was never popular with the United States government, and people were, you know, never said that recycling would work. But it has, and it's come from the bottom up. It hasn't come from the top down.
But not all things can come from the bottom up and work. And when you talk about an energy policy that involves this country's foreign policy, and when you talk about the United States of America, we elect people that we hope will have the prudence and the ability and the foresight to be able to take us into the coming years, and this administration lacks it 100%. There is no energy policy. Tell me what this administration's energy policy is.
Hey, I'm not on the side of this administration on anything.
Well,
I'm just
then
pointing
I, okay,
out the fact
but I mean, it, you know, it, yes, you're right. The individual does play a large role in this, but on a national level, for the United States of America, it starts with the government. It always has started with the government, and it always will start with the government. And we don't have in place here leadership that has any idea what the hell it's doing.
True, but I think it's also we live in a democracy, which is based upon the individual.
No,
the individual.
We live in a republic.
We live in a republic. Yeah, true, but, you know, I mean, it is based upon the individual, and the individual can make a difference, and, you know, it really does. I'm just saying, and my only point is that I'm just tired of people making the excuse that, well, I can drive an SUV, I can drive a car that doesn't get fuel efficient. Somebody else has to make the sacrifice.
Well, you know what? I guess you and I are just going to have to categorically disagree.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the call.
No problem.
We're running up to 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll continue at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me at this point, including the military being involved in policing efforts. This is Bush's latest brainstorm. He's eyeing a bigger military role in disasters or faith-based reimbursement, or if you want to talk about what this last caller, Ivan and I were talking about, you're more than welcome to do that as well. It's coming up on 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio.
You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building.
For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson. Happy New Year!
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyrotini. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
60. Now, CBS News.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill, where Michael Brown, the former FEMA director forced out after the Katrina disaster, is defending himself before a congressional panel. Brown said his agency did prepare properly for Katrina, but the first responsibility was with local government.
The role of the federal government is not and should not ever be that of a first responder.
Brown blamed local and state officials for failing to order a timely evacuation of New Orleans.
I very strongly, personally, regret that I was unable to persuade Governor Blanco and Mayor Nagin to sit down, get over their differences, and work together. I just couldn't pull that off.
He also blamed the media for reporting what he called false charges about his resume and said that's why he was forced out of his job. Democrats wouldn't join this committee. They say the only way to investigate Bush administration failures is with an outside independent panel. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Christopher Glenn.
President Bush is making another trip to the hurricane zone, just arriving in Beaumont, Texas, to inspect the impact on the crucial energy-producing region, and then heading for the Texas-Louisiana border area to to assess Rita's damage there. Residents in many locations are returning to find Rita left very little, if anything, of their former lives. But in New Orleans, evacuees coming back a second time have more reason for optimism.
Back home again. It's the community chorus in the city's Algiers area across the Mississippi River from the French Quarter.
I feel a little comforted that I do see people, and I don't see the devastation like I saw on the news right after the storm.
With her neighbors returning and some businesses reopening, Tashi Woodside sees promise for the city. Jim Crisula, CBS News, New Orleans.
U.S. senators are debating John Roberts' nomination to be Chief Justice, and it appears there are more than enough votes to confirm him, possibly tomorrow or Thursday. The High Court has announced some of the matters it'll consider in the new term, among them how states may use tax incentives to lure new businesses, a Vermont case with bearing on campaign finance law, and the justices will hear an appeal from former Playboy playmate Anna Nicole Smith on disposition of her late elderly husband's nearly $500 million estate. Last Friday was a day Moses Bitok of West Des Moines, Iowa will never forget. It was the day the immigrant from Kenya became a United States citizen, and the day he won $1.9 million in the Iowa lottery. He says he'll use the money wisely.
My daughter is number one, and I don't want to squander it. I want to make sure that she has a good living too, and she goes to college.
Consumer confidence fell by a whopping 19 points this month, sharpest decline in 15 years. The Conference Board organization says consumers are worrying about the economic impact of the hurricanes and rising gasoline prices. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrial's down about 16 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, it's Carol again from Life Quotes with an important life insurance announcement. If you have elevated cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and other illnesses, we want you to know that life insurance rates have never been lower than they are right now. We know because we track the rates of over 60 leading life insurance companies. To request a free price comparison report, call 1-800-640-LIFE. That's 1-800-640-LIFE or visit us online at lifequotes.com.
Hello?
How in the world did you do this?
Do what, Mom?
Put a picture of my precious grandson on a postage stamp.
It's not an ordinary stamp, Mom. It's a photo stamp. Now anyone can take photos of their kids, pets, or almost anything and turn them into real U.S. postage at photostamps.com. You just go to the website, customize your own photo stamps, and they'll arrive in the mail in a few days.
Imagine all the possibilities. Birth announcements, wedding invitations, holiday cards.
To make all your mail unforgettable, go to photostamps.com today. Photo stamps. Real postage. Really you.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we're still seeing a few problems right now. Denver bound on the turnpike. We have a two-car crash just past Sheridan. And a second accident on the right shoulder approaching 80th, so some bunching with that. Crews have just cleared a crash westbound 6th Avenue near Kipling and southbound I-25. Still a little bit of a struggle for you into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, around town, things are looking pretty good on the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. We're thinning out on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. And looking at the forecast, it's going to be a hot one today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Right now, we're at 58 degrees. Stop by Guyrie's for their interior decorating sale. Save up to 50% on wallpaper, 30% on fabrics, and 25% on decorative accessories through October 3rd. Hunter Douglas window fashions are also on sale. Guyrie's also offers fine art supplies and color consulting. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. This is Rush is a moron.
That's why we're here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Escape the rush.
You'll be glad you did.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. Isolated showers, thunderstorms after 3, but otherwise high. Around 81 today. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We'll get back to open phones. And my love of my SUV, which we've got two cars now, and we bought one at Rocky's, and one's got a six-cylinder engine, the other's got a V8. We leave the V8 parked in the garage. Of course, I'm very fortunate in that I only have to drive 5 minutes to work, and that I don't have to really drive that far. All right, on the line with me is Paul Waldman. We've talked to him before. We're going to talk to him again. He's a senior fellow at Media Matters for America and senior contributor to Gadflyer. And you can look at his the Media Matters website at www.mediamatters.org. And, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, let's talk, first of all, about Bill Frist and his problems with his stock. He said yesterday that he defended the blind trust sale of the stock he owned in the healthcare company founded by his family. What exactly? He's being accused of having insider knowledge, isn't he, that the stock was going to go down and dumping his stock before it went down?
Well, that's the question. We know that he sold this trust on his instructions, sold a large amount of stock that he had in the HCA Corporation, and then not long afterward, their stock took a plunge. And it appears that some other people with connections to the corporation were also in the process of selling off that stock. Now, what's a little bit strange about this is that, like many politicians, Frist uses a blind trust, which means that you give a trustee a bunch of your money and they invest it in stocks, and you don't know what's in the trust, and you don't have any say over whether, you know, what gets bought and sold and when. The idea is that you won't have any conflict of interest if you're a politician if you don't know what's in that trust. But this is, and I'm no expert in stocks and trusts, but this is kind of an odd sort of blind trust where it's not really blind, that they seem to have informed him of certain things that were in or not in the trust, and then he was able to instruct them to sell off the HCA stock. So the real question is, before he gave them that instruction and they sold off that stock, did he learn from somebody else that there was something that the company's profits were not going to be as good as they thought, and that thus the stock was going to take a plunge? If he did that, that's insider trading. Even regardless of the question of whether or not he did what he should have with regard to the blind trust, if he made a stock sale based on information that was not available to the public, that's insider trading. Now, that's sort of the most serious allegation. But he says that he had no idea and had no communication with anybody. There's one little incident that hasn't been mentioned in some of the stories about this, which is that he appears to have not told the truth on at least one occasion about this. He was getting communications from the person who ran his trust telling him that they had a bunch of this HCA stock, and then not long afterward in an interview, he said that he didn't know whether there was any HCA stock in there.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in any of the media coverage.
No, it was reported by the New York Times and the Associated Press, but it hasn't been reported on the network news shows. And, you know, that may be in part because they've been so focused on Katrina, but ABC News hasn't reported on the first story at all. NBC and CBS have both done very short stories talking about it. So the real problem, there's a couple of problems that Frist is facing with this and that the Republicans in general are facing. First of all, obviously, he is considering running for president, and this sort of thing, even if it turns out that he didn't do anything wrong, it brings the whiff of scandal that no presidential candidate wants to have around them. The other problem is for the Republicans in general is that there seem to be all of these sorts of scandals, that whiff of corruption, circulating around any number of Republicans. You have the ongoing Tom DeLay saga where, there are all sorts of questions about funny dealings he may have been involved in. You have the Jack Abramoff scandal with this very well-connected lobbyist who seems to have bilked some Indian tribes out of money and been involved in some things that may have been illegal, and he was well-connected all up and down the Republican establishment. You have the case of Duke Cunningham out in California, who may or may not have been getting bribes and free boats and fishy sales of houses. So as you have this point in time when the Republicans in Congress are looking more and more in trouble politically in general over things like Iraq and Katrina, there's also all these scandals swirling around them. Here in Washington, I know that the Republicans are getting very, very nervous as they look toward the 2006 election.
Are these scandals, though, all being covered in the mainstream press?
Some of them are, and some of them are more than others. For instance, the Duke Cunningham scandal, which is really that's something that some members of the Washington press are interested in. It hasn't gotten a lot of national news. He's not the most important congressman in the world. He's already said that he's going to step down and not run for re-election. But that's kind of a good old-fashioned corruption scandal where a defense contractor bought a house that he owned at an inflated price. And then he may have been able to buy another house at a reduced price. And
right.
The defense contractor owned a boat that Cunningham was living on. So you know, the interesting thing about that is that actually, you know, as much as we focus on corruption, these days in Washington, there's actually a lot less of that illegal corruption than there used to be in the past. You don't really find congressmen accepting the briefcase full of cash the way, you know, you did 50 or 100 years ago. There's a lot of legalized corruption. But despite the fact that a lot of people look on Washington as this sort of sewer of corruption, those kinds of things are pretty uncommon these days. And that's one of the things that makes the Duke Cunningham scandal kind of unusual and interesting, is it does seem to harken back to that sort of old-style corruption. It's not about campaign contributions and corporations writing bills for people. It really is about the briefcase full of cash or something like it.
All right, let's switch the topic here for a second. How about the anti-war coverage from the demonstrations on Saturday in the nation's capital, where most of the media reported that there were 100,000 people there? How do you rate the coverage on that?
Well, you know, this is something that's always a matter of controversy. Every time there's a protest, whether it's on the right or on the left, the organizers of the protest say that the crowd size was much bigger than their opponents are willing to admit, and actually, a few years ago, the National Park Service, who used to do the official counts of how big a protest was, just said they weren't going to do them anymore because it was too controversial. The police always seem to downplay the size, and then you have this sort of he said, she said about nobody really knows. Everyone is making claims about how big the protest was. And sometimes I think that the press hasn't yet figured out how to deal with this issue. Sometimes they cite numbers. Sometimes they refuse to cite numbers. Sometimes they'll say, well, this is what the organizer said and this is what someone else said. But it seems like in this case, most of the press has settled on that 100,000 number, just saying it was around 100,000 or near to 100,000. And the organizers of the protest have said it was closer to 300,000.
So who do you believe?
Well, it's hard to figure out who you believe, and there are some people who say that who have techniques with aerial photography where they can take a picture of the protest and sort of break it down and do something that's like an accurate count. I don't know that anyone has tried to do that with this particular protest, but it's very difficult to figure out who you can believe. And you know, the question ultimately is not so much whether it was 100 or 150 or 200, but what does this mean for public opinion? Because that's, after all, the point of the protest, right? They're trying to influence their legislators, and they're also trying to influence the rest of the public. And I think that, you know, a lot of the attention has been focused on Cindy Sheehan, and that is really why I think you've seen so many attacks on her from the right, because they understand how this works, that if the movement against the Iraq War is seen as, you know, a bunch of 19-year-old kids with dreadlocks and Che Guevara T-shirts, then it can be sort of dismissed, and that middle America group that's not, you know, not strong Republicans and not strong Democrats, people who may have supported the war at first but now have some doubts, those people aren't going to be persuaded if they think that the anti-Iraq War movement is those 19-year-old kids with the dreadlocks and Che Guevara T-shirts. On the other hand, if someone like Cindy Sheehan, a middle-aged mother who lost a son in Iraq, and other people like her, and you know, military families, then that's much more persuasive to that great persuadable middle. That's why she's such a threat to the people on the right who want to continue to support the Iraq War. So we did see pictures of her getting arrested and getting put into the police van with a group of other middle-aged mothers, and that's a very powerful image. That sends the message that the movement against the Iraq War is not just a bunch of kids. It's not, a bunch of hippies. It's people from across all kind of ages and backgrounds who are raising these kinds of questions, and that's something that I'm sure that the White House is not happy about.
All right. Paul Waldman, a senior fellow at Media Matters for America, a senior contributor to Gadflyer, and also you can go to Media Matters for America by going to www.mediamatters.org. And, Paul, thank you so much for your time. It's great as always.
It's always a pleasure, Jay.
All right. We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Paul Waldman. All right, it's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, open phones underway. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get it on right now at 303-713-7600. And I have at least three lines open on AM 760 Boulder.
Can harm the environment. For more information, contact G&S Mountain Recyclers at 303-682-3171 or at mountainrecyclers.com.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. High today around 81, Jay Marvin here. John Turk, who produces the show, tells me, you got to go today to buy your Powerball. What's the, how much is it worth?
If you $148
million. $148 million. What would you do if you won $148 million?
I bet you I wouldn't be here tomorrow, Jay. I hate to say it, but I probably wouldn't be here tomorrow.
What are you saying? You'd resign?
Resign, and I'd be like in Mexico or somewhere in the Caribbean.
No, I'd have to stay in the good old United States, I'd have to say. I don't know where the hell. I don't know what I would do if I won $148 million. I guess I'd just come to work as I normally do.
Well, after taxes, it'd only be, what, $74
million? Or, only.
Something like that.
All right, so $74 million. I guess I would just keep coming to work. I don't know. I don't know what else I'd do with myself. What else is there to do? I go out and buy myself a fleet of fuel-efficient automobiles. That's what I'd do. All right, let's go to Cynthia in Denver. Cynthia, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. We're glad that you're free from the shackles of right-wing radio.
Oh, I am. Oh, God, was that awful.
One quick comment on what you and Ivan were talking about, and then I wanted to talk about the military use.
Sure.
Really, I think one of the basic tenets of this administration is hypocrisy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it really is.
I mean, it's not do unto others as you would, you know, have done unto yourself. It's, you know, it's a do as I say, not as I do operation.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ivan has a good point. I mean, I think he has a good point in that we should all strive to drive fuel-efficient cars, but on the other hand, you know, the car manufacturers should be working towards higher fuel standards, and they're not, because the government isn't leaning on them to get it done. And as I said earlier, between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour this morning, you know, Bush could have a John F. Kennedy moment where he could stand up and say, okay, you know something? We need to become sufficient, self-sufficient, and get off of the use of foreign oil, and we need to unleash all of the mechanisms of science to come up with some kind of an alternative fuel that is when I say alternative fuel, I'm not talking about like hydrogen or hybrids or all that. I'm talking about something that is non-petroleum based gasoline that would be like gasoline, except you wouldn't have to use petroleum based. I mean, I just don't understand why he just doesn't do this.
I'm as baffled as you are, and continue to be as baffled.
Other than he's hooked up to the oil industry.
Well. And that's the clear answer to that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
my point on, or my issues about the military involvement in disasters, I think first and foremost, they do play an essential role in rescue operations and providing humanitarian aid. But my great concern with putting the military into a police function, as you mentioned earlier, policing is tough business, and I worry that there would be great civil rights violations that would take place, you know, by creating these temporary police states, if you will. And obviously, as we've evidenced with Abu Ghraib and the things that continue in Guantanamo Bay, that this administration really has no concern with violating people's civil rights.
I would agree there that they have no compunction in violating people's human rights.
No, they don't. And if we put them into a command position from a police perspective in a disaster zone, my big concern is that we would see massive civil rights violations. And on top of that, my concern also is that there would be an arbitrary application of it based on economics of a region that was affected by a disaster.
I think so, too. And I agree with you 100%. I think it's a bad idea. But as I said before, I'll say it again, I think this administration is grasping at straws trying to figure out how to get itself out of a situation where it's been caught. I mean, this administration has been revealed to be what they're not. Everything they claim they are is what they're not. I mean, they don't have any better idea on how to run this country than you and I do. I mean, you know, they're not the experts, and this isn't the CEO presidency that we were supposed to get that Bush campaigned on in 2000. I mean, this has turned out to be something other than that. It's turned out to be a horror show.
I mean, he's absolutely looking for a life raft. But I think it's clear to all of us. Well, not all of us, obviously, but I think it's clear that he's really grasping at straws, and this is this is not the right direction that it should go. I think it would open up a can of worms that we could never close.
I agree. Cynthia, thank you. Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. One line open at 303-713-7600. You know, I'd be interested to know, I'd be interested to see what you think about this. I mean, do you think that he's going to get a bounce in the polls from all these photo ops? Do you think people are going to suddenly say, oh, well, you know, I guess he does care, and I guess he is involved? I mean, do you think all of these photo ops are going to help Bush out? Or is it going to backfire? It just isn't going to work. Julie in Littleton. Julie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Julie.
Hi. First of all, no, I don't think the photo ops will help. But second, I wanted to talk about a couple things. I'm a mom. I have to carpool my two teenage daughters to two different places. One's in an alternative high school for medical reasons, and the other one is in an IB program. And so they have to go, you know, to very different locations. We have a Toyota Sequoia that I have paid for, and it's now parked in the garage. Went out and bought a little Scion that actually fits three teenagers, believe it or not, in the car. So I'm one of these people that decided that I, you know, needed to take that extra step, and I could afford it too. I could afford to go buy that car. The other thing is that that was just one thing I wanted to mention. So I think there are alternatives out there that you can take to try to curb your gas. This one gets double the mileage that the large SUV does.
Right.
But the other point I wanted to make was I'm wondering about the financial implications of the military taking over some of the rescue or you know operations in a disaster, because I know my son was in the Navy, and I know that they are trained to do you know rescue operations. They have a lot of the equipment, and so from that standpoint, putting the military in charge of responding, or putting the National Guard, which is what they're supposed to be doing and not being sent overseas, in charge of assisting with disaster relief might save some money if that is what would really happen. I don't trust that the Republicans would be doing that.
I don't think they're looking at it for being a money-saving situation. What they're looking at being is they're looking at being that George W. Bush is sitting on top of a lot of problems. You know, you look at just home heating oil, for instance. They say that that's going to go up 30% this winter.
Right.
I mean, gas prices are up. He failed in Katrina.
Right.
Now he's photo-opping his rear off when it comes to Rita. And
yeah,
they've
I don't
got
think
all,
that's going to work, though.
Yeah, and they've got all of these things going on, and they don't have any way to control it. And I think that is the thing with the military is he's grasping at straws, trying to figure out some way to look like he's doing something and proposing some alternative instead of doing what he ought to do. And this is typical of him. Instead of admitting that, you know, openly that he's made a mistake or that he screwed up or even, you know, wanting to do anything in that regard, I mean, they should take FEMA out of the Homeland Security, make it a cabinet-level position where it once was, and put somebody in charge of it who's competent.
Well, the other problem with putting the defense in, or putting the military in, is it's a good excuse to raise the defense budget again.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know, if you could utilize a lot of the equipment, the military has a lot of good equipment for going in and rescuing in disasters, but I think it's just going to end up being an excuse to raise the defense. Oh, we need to raise the defense budget now because we've got all these military people ready and able to help in natural disasters. Oh boy, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually what would end up happening. He'll sell it to the American people for one premise, but really it's just going to be used as an excuse.
You know, I wonder how much he's selling power he has these days.
Well, I'm hoping not much, because I can't. I don't think any photo op he does is going to save the average American, unless they're just so sold on him to begin with, and they voted for him, and they're the kind of people that can't see beyond you know the ends of their noses. But and you mentioned also what you would do with all that money.
Yeah, the Powerball money.
I would use it to save my parents. They, don't, they have Social Security income only, and it's, you know, partly due to my dad. Poor planning, but my brother and I basically pay a good amount of their bills, and I have to pay their copays, and it runs $300 or $400 a month for their prescriptions.
Whoa!
And yeah, and you know, so that's I know a guy that sold a business that he built from scratch for $125 million. He got half, and that's what he did. He saved his parents. He went in and he paid their house off. My parents don't even have a house. Their house is foreclosed on. And, you know, so my parents have, you know, $400 Medicare copay every time they go in the hospital, which to me seems ridiculous.
Yeah, healthcare in this country is a freaking disgrace.
Especially for the elderly. It's awful.
Really is. It really is. Julie, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, good call. Oh, boy, that brings up the whole subject of healthcare, and especially healthcare for the elderly. But we can really get into that. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Don't laugh. You'll be there someday. It's 930 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Crews have cleared a couple accidents eastbound on the turnpike. There was one near Sheridan and another one at 80th. So things are looking a lot better. Still a little slow in the area, though. I-70 moving along fine as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora and southbound I-25. Still a little bit of a struggle into downtown and through T-Rex. Now around town, things are thinning out again on the diagonal Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and Belmont. They're busy, but moving along just fine. Looking at the forecast, it's going to be nice today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Right now we're at 62 degrees. Are gas prices getting you down? Well, help is here. Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get 0% financing for 60 months on every new Mitsubishi in stock. Plus, they'll buy your gas for a year. No kidding. See store for details. Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done $100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008. If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done $100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1235. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1235. 1-800-322-1235.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Today?
Well, we better play the lottery because we had a better chance of that happening. But anyway, the reason I'm calling is I agree with you that I think it's a terrible idea to refund churches for their charity work. It just is such an awful idea. And I'm from the religious right, so that's why I'm coming from the other side. To get the state involved with churches, and, you know, your callers were calling in saying, you know, how come Christians don't quote Jesus? Well, you know, Jesus said this, Jesus said that. The motivation that all those people from all these churches from up here in Colorado and down in the South, that they go and help people and donate money and all, is because of those quotes. You know, they're doing it for the right reasons, to get money involved. And, you know, in a perfect world, we'd all like to say, yeah, give cash to people in the communities where they can get the most done, keep the bureaucracy out of it. But it just, we just know you'd have corruption, you'd have, you know, just everything. And then the state eventually, whether it maybe not this administration, but the next one, would want to get involved, you know, mandating certain things within those churches in order to get the funds. The churches would become dependent on those funds. It's just a terrible mess that we would get into. And I think as far as the political move on Bush's part, I don't think it is really very smart, because it angers you folks on the left, and those of us on the right that feel, well, at least as Christians on the right, we feel that charity is through individuals, through churches, not through the state as much. So for him to get the state involved, I don't think he's really making a whole lot of political gains. You know, the idea that we're going to now like him again because he messed up so bad with Katrina, that really, I don't think it's a very smart political move for the religious right, because we don't want the state involved in that kind of stuff.
Well, there's some on the religious right, though, that oppose it. I mean, it's not it's not a uniform deal. Robert E. Record, who's president of the Southern Baptist Convention of the North American Mission Board, said we would never ask the government to pay for it. And he also raises the question about, is charity really charity if you're getting paid to do it?
Right, absolutely. So I think the one call that said, oh, this is to pay back the religious right or whatever. The religious right as a whole, I mean, there's always exceptions, but I think I agree that the Southern Baptists are right. You know, we do this as a charity. If you're getting paid for it, you know, and again, it would just be terrible. But one last thing, I'll let you go. As far as it being this campaign that the churches, I was very involved in churches and board groups and everything back in New York, not out here, but the only thing that I ever saw politically done actively within the church was the Christian Coalition used to do that voter guide where they would list the candidate and how they voted on all the different issues, and that they could legally do. But I've never seen a Republican get in a pulpit. I've never seen, and I remember Kerry on C-SPAN, you know, during the election, right in a pulpit of churches in the South, you know, liberal black churches, actually campaigning right from the pulpit. So, you know,
where I got my information was from the Republican Party, from the RNC, and that a memo was leaked and it was reprinted in the New York Times back in 2004 about how they were to openly, the Republican Party was contacting churches and enlisting their support in the upcoming election, and that comes right from the RNC.
Well, that should be illegal, for one, and I could say for New York,
well,
anyway.
I don't know if the Democratic Party filed a complaint about it or not, but it was right there in the New York Times, and they were certainly out there courting those churches.
But am I wrong that it's usually Democrats in black churches in the South that actually can get in the pulpit.
Well, anybody can technically anybody can technically be invited to speak at a church, and anybody right, left, or in the middle can technically get in and get in a pulpit. And I've been places where I've seen conservatives and right-wing Christians get in the pulpit and talk about right-wing politics. They can do that, but the only thing the church cannot do, the church cannot endorse anybody.
Right, right. Okay,
well, I've seen it. I've seen it before.
Yep. Well, thanks for your time. I'm glad we agree. I'm sure there'll be something else eventually we'll agree on. So.
All right, man. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. And stay out of trouble. Let's go to Rick in Denver. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I agree with the last caller. It's a really bad idea for the feds to pay the nonprofits and the religious organizations.
Well, Tom DeLay thinks it's a great idea.
Well, okay, so we have yet another thing we don't have in common.
And that's right. There's something else we don't agree with Tom DeLay on, right?
By the way, I hate you insulting brain stems all the time, you know, by comparing them to the wrong wingers.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, what I was calling about was it's just interesting to watch how the right is trying to find a way to attack Cindy Sheehan. If you remember back when she was doing all her stuff down in Texas, I thought it was very interesting that they couldn't find, of the 1,900 families, one family to stand up and say, I support Bush and everything that he's doing. All the families they had that were representatives on the talk shows, on the morning shows, were, even when Bush went up to Idaho and had the mother with five sons and a husband in the war, none of them had KOA or killed soldiers. They were all just people over
right.
there.
That's
and
right.
I thought that was very interesting that they couldn't find, of the 1,900 families, one to criticize her. And so when that didn't work, now we got to just basically call her a nut job, and as well as the whole movement is just a fringe element of society.
I don't call 100,000 people or even 100,000 plus showing up in Washington, D.C. being a fringe. By the way, we lost another Marine today due to an improvised explosive device in Baghdad. But I don't call 100,000 plus showing up and 1,000 showing up the state capitol here on Saturday. I don't call that being fringe.
Well, they would, just because, well, look at how many people live in the state or in the country, and that's only 100,000. You know, you need to have 10 million people in Washington, D.C., otherwise, and they still call it a fringe, just because it's not, you're not seeing a majority of the people, and that's really what Nixon did with the...
Well, I'd wheel back at them and say...
Majority,
you know, yeah, I'd wheel back at them and say, when was the last time you turned out 100,000, anything other than the election?
Yeah, well, and one of these photo ops for Bush.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, it's sad that they have to do that, that they have to discredit Cindy Sheehan. But you know something? Those of us who know better aren't going to buy it, and I don't think the American public is going to buy it either.
Yeah, and I believe that the curtain's definitely been pulled back, and you know, the reality is the photo ops, what Bush had going for him in some part of this population was that was somewhere in the middle, was that, yes, he could keep us safe. And once you feel unsafe, you can't start feeling safe again overnight because of photo ops. And what happened with Katrina was he basically said, I don't feel, you now won't feel safe because I can't get this country to act and can't get the resources to act in any sort of manner, even when we have 2 or 3 days' notice.
So all the photo ops that he's doing today in the Beaumont area and in the Louisiana-Texas area is not going to help him. He's not going to get a bounce off of it.
I believe that it doesn't matter what the facts are. They will say he got a bounce off of it, just like they said he got a bounce off of talking in front of that church down in New Orleans when he didn't. And so, you know, what happens in reality... And my feeling is that you know when they're lying because their lips are moving, because every time they actually say something that can be factually checked, it isn't true.
Yeah, that's right. They did lie and claim that he got a bounce in the beginning, and then it turned out not to be true.
I mean, it goes all the way back and probably even before this to the mission accomplished. We didn't put up the sign. Well, of course not. You just made it, took it to the boat, and then had the ordered the soldiers to put it up.
Yeah, it just showed up, right?
But we didn't put it up. Okay. Yeah. That, you know, but we brought truth and ethics back.
Yeah, from 2.5 years ago. All right, man. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. It's a great call. Thanks.
Hey, have a good day.
Okay. Got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. 943. Yeah, they didn't make the sign, right? Mission accomplished. Remember that with a little flight jacket on and the whole thing? Yeah, right. Well.
Over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Happy New Year!
Jim? It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
That's discountcabinets.com. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about...
Rocky's Autos. Because Rocky's Autos has got just about every kind of make model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. The cleanest lay model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And right now their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. So if you put down $500, they'll put down $500, and it's like having $1,000 down. If you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 down. And they cover you with the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and Carfax. They also show you Carfax, which will tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Good folks at Rockies, too, like my friend Colby and Roger and Spanky and the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, and Jim Monroe, Marilyn's brother. There's just a lot of great people working at Rockies, and it's a great place to buy a car. I wouldn't send you there if I didn't believe that, and that's one of the reasons why Mary and I bought from Rockies. And you know what? You'll find out the same thing when you buy from Rockies, too. You can get just about anything you can think of there. So if you're looking for a gas saver or you need something for the family, Rockies Autos is the place to go. Check them out on the internet at Rockies Autos. Make sure you put an S in that auto. Autos. So it's autos, plural. RockiesAutos.com. Check out the massive inventory there. Pre-qualify for a car loan online. Or just go to their convenient location. Robert Rice with us, former Labor Secretary under Bill Clinton. Right now it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jenny in Denver. Jenny, you're on AM 760.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, there was a couple of things I needed to talk to you about. You know, I was at the rally Saturday, and I noticed there was very few Mexicans and black people there. I was kind of surprised because we have a lot of ethnic groups here in Denver.
Well, I don't know what the African American population is of the city of Denver. I'm not sure what it is. I know there are a lot of Hispanics, and why they didn't come, who knows? I don't know. I can't answer that.
Yeah, and the other thing was, you know, the when you mentioned about getting cars that are better efficient, I think when the big corporations get a stranglehold on the next invention, then they'll put it out, but not until then, I don't think.
Well, I think this president could get together some kind of a task force or could marshal up. You know, when we decided to go to the moon, when we were in the space race, man, we were going to win that thing no matter what. For those people old enough to remember that and the whole thing with John Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We need that same kind of leadership today when it comes to saving the environment, our natural resources, and getting us off this addiction to foreign oil, which then translates out to corrupt foreign policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that last thing you mentioned about do you think people are believing the BS that he's putting out now? Well, if people, thousands of people, will go see Benny Hill, what would they believe when they hear it from the president?
I don't know. I just, well, it'll be interesting to see if he gets a bounce in the photo because of the photo ops that he's engaged in, it seems like, every other day.
Yeah.
Jenny, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay.
Hey.
They were you were talking a little earlier about, you know, if you won Lotto, what would you do with it?
Yeah, what would you do with the money?
Well, since, number one, I hope this is too offensive, since I hate George Bush's guts, I would use every dollar to slander him and all the Republicans. I'd dream up all kinds of stuff. And so then if they sued me, I'd just make sure the rest of the dough was covered where I'd say, hey, Your Honor, I'm broke. You know, I can't pay any of these things. But then I'd keep right on slandering him.
Why don't you just become one of those big party donators?
Well, no, that wouldn't be any good because the Democrats, as you know yourself, unfortunately, we're made up of wimps. They don't fight back.
I don't agree with that. I don't think they're made up of wimps at all, and I don't agree with that. And I know I had an argument with another caller about this.
The thing is that
the things that they try to do get stymied because they're not in control of the Congress. And then the other thing is there are a lot of Democrats who are working to get things done, and they just don't get the publicity that the Republicans
Democrats must have some cash. Couldn't they come on with a 30-minute nationwide TV show and say, this is why we dislike this guy, and this is why
I think that the time to do that would be closer to the election, closer to 06, not now when you're this far out. But I can name you Democrats that are doing things. For instance, you know, Mark Udall introduced a bill to take FEMA out of Homeland Security. I mean, put it back where it ought to be. John Conyers has done a ton of stuff, held a ton of hearings, and is always agitating over the war in Iraq and the Downing Street memos. I mean, there are people out there that are doing things. You just don't hear a lot about it.
I'm glad to hear that. Could I say one other thing right quick?
Sure.
And this is one of the reasons I despise Bush. Have you ever heard of a guy named David Hager?
No.
Okay, he's the chairman of obstetrics and gynecology for the FDA. And so he can say yay or nay on any kind of birth control pill.
Isn't he a veterinarian?
I'm not sure. But I do know his claim to fame was he wrote a book called as Jesus cared for women.
Oh, yeah,
and
we did that story.
Actually, went over real good with Bush.
Yeah, we did that story, as
oh,
a matter of fact.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we covered it.
But anyway, so when I see this stuff or see our guys keep dying on Iraq and Bush don't give a damn, it makes me hate his guts.
Well, I don't think hate's the right way to do it. I think what you need to do is I don't think you should like him. You should work on having a policy change. And by the way, when I mentioned all of those Democrats, I left out Nancy Pelosi. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, there are people up there, Chuck Schumer, there are people up there swinging. Not all of them are going to vote the way you want them to vote all the time. And, of course, I think the basic example of that is what we talked about yesterday morning with Ken Salazar, who's going to vote to back Roberts, which to me is like, you know, way out of line. And I'm not sure what Salazar is. Let's go to Joyce in Lafayette. Joyce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Joyce.
How are you?
All right.
Okay. I'm calling actually to talk about Ken and the kind of person he is. I volunteered on Ken's campaign maybe 500, 600 hours driving into Denver almost every day. Ken is a very thoughtful, careful, thinking person, and I have to tell you, with the kind of dynamics that we have in Colorado, you have to appeal to the Republicans just as well as the Democrats. Otherwise, we would have been stuck with a Pete Coors who couldn't talk. He's another George Bush who couldn't put two sentences together. So I really, you know, I respect what he does. I'm not always in favor. Actually, I wrote him a letter saying, please don't vote for Roberts.
He's going to do it anyway, and he gives that story about how, well, you know, if you're from the West, you take people at their word. Yeah, well, really? Since when?
Well, you know, I have to believe that he has thought carefully about this and that he's really looked into it carefully. I know he has written to the president about the next person that he selects for the Supreme Court and how he feels that he has to take into account that women are important. He wrote about his daughters and Bush's daughters, and I don't believe that he will ever switch parties. I do not believe he is a Night Horse Campbell, and I don't believe that, knowing what I know of him, working in his office, he was there, I would say, almost every day that I was there. He came into the office, and I just don't believe that he's going to ever switch parties.
Well, he may never switch parties, but I certainly would
he's
too conservative.
Well, I agree with that. He's a moderate. He is not like you and I. I mean, I believe things that you believe, and I'm more of a liberal than he is, and I can't wait until Mark Udall runs the Senate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Me neither.
I mean, talk about 500 hours. I'll give this man all the time in the world because he is so good. He is so great. And this is what this state needs, is a Mark Udall.
Yeah, I agree 100%. This is what this country needs,
yes,
is a Mark Udall.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree 100% there, and I can't wait for him to run either. And he's just, you know, I rank him and Barack Obama as being two of my favorites.
Yes. I agree with you on that.
All right. Thank you, Joyce. Appreciate it.
Give Ken a chance.
Okay. We'll do.
Okay. Bye.
All right. See you later. All right. That's it for this morning. Tomorrow, we'll talk about first stock sale problems. And also, we may have Robert Reich here, former labor secretary for Bill Clinton, to talk about what's going on with workers' rights in New Orleans. And also the gas price problem and the economy. So that's tomorrow. Thank you for being here this morning. Certainly do appreciate it and hope you have a wonderful day.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
See how we've made LASIK more affordable.
Hurry, the offer ends October 31st.
$1,000. Years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th.